Tonight, Dan Katowski is back to play What's That From? And of course, explain why he didn't tell us about his event with Jon Stewart. Then later, Tribune's political cartoonist Scott Stantis has at least 1,000 new words. And finally, we'll talk to the women behind the Venezuelan. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by former Senator Dan Katowski. I know I'm supposed to address you as your, you know, most recent office, but I have a... How do you not... You haven't listened to the entire message on our wake-up call?
Oh, yeah. I listened. This is my second time I'm listening to it.
You're not sure what we're a little bit disappointed in?
I don't get it.
Okay.
I was just talking to Curtis.
To Curtis.
Just kidding, Greg. I was talking to Greg, and I said, "I don't get it." I was at an event.
Yes.
And
did you not know
table 113 all the way in the back,
right?
For Cure, my wife and I bought a couple tickets,
but you didn't even invite us to buy tickets. Like you didn't give me a heads up, like, "Hey, this event's coming up."
Big Danny K was telling me a lot of this stuff, and I had no idea what Big Danny K was talking about.
I think I did you a favor by not encouraging you to buy tickets because they were quite. Pricey. I saved up for an entire year because I've never been to the Cure event.
Okay.
Citizens United for Research in Epilepsy. And I'm on the Epilepsy Foundation for Chicago board and Danny did board. And my wife, Ann, was like, I really want to go because John
really,
Stewart's there.
He's really peddling very hard.
No,
this.
Peddling. I just want to just justify
The fact that you hung out with John Stewart.
I feel like I'm being criticized
on
the air.
You hung out with John Stewart.
I didn't hang out with him. After he spoke, I went and found him after he gave his speech. Mm-hmm. And we went, he was giving a talk.
A chummy photo.
I went up to him and I said, hey, thanks so much for coming tonight. I have epilepsy. It means so much that you came here to raise awareness. And he ended up talking to Ann and I for 7 minutes at least. It was awesome.
I like that you clocked it. That was cute.
Yeah, it was almost like being, it was not on the bucket list, like next to hang out with Patty Vasquez. It was like one of the highlights of my life.
Stop.
So, boom.
Stop. He was actually in town doing a couple things. He did the that fundraiser. He also did a podcast with David Axelrod.
Yes.
Are your ears okay?
Yeah, they're good. What happened? Something just started to hum in my ears.
Your guilt?
Not my guilt.
Actually, that was just me.
No guilt. Yeah.
And do it all
I'm
night.
Guilt-free. I have enough things to be guilty about.
Yeah, we know. When you did not tell us, we were not the first show that you told, the first media outlet.
Oh my God.
When you were stepping
you know
down.
I'm a huge fan of yours that you're willing to forgive and forget. That's what's so good about you. You really are a forgiving person.
I am relenting.
Yes.
I am very relenting.
You have what we call Irish Alzheimer's. You never forget.
I know. I keep forgetting to forget.
That's
the problem.
Uh-huh.
So
it's good to be back.
It's wonderful to have you back.
Yes,
what
thank
do you,
you
have? You have several different.
I'm mixing. I got the Maine East, you know, representing.
And what's the S?
S for the Springfield High School Senators.
And you came in an Illini jacket.
Yeah, Illini jacket because you went to U of I. I wanted to represent.
So did you?
Yeah, I did. But
are they still open?
More
are they
famous?
Are they going to make it? U of I?
I don't know if they're going to make it. A lot of schools are. I don't know if they're going to survive.
Ooh, we have I'm going to Springfield on the 23rd for that week.
Oh, good.
I know it's going to make a big impact.
It does. It always has.
It does not. We still have no budget. But there's a listener, Judy, who we actually
Well, if you're measuring your success by whether a budget's going to be passed or not, I think that's a pretty tough measurement.
One more time, Craig. I have to hold my breath.
Yeah.
There it is.
Barely did it.
Remember listener Judy who called us about Braille on the prescription bottle?
Yes, right.
So she called us last night and told us that they've given notice that the Braille library at Harold Washington is going to be closed in June. They will no longer, and I'm trying to find the stories like that. The ones that are going to fall through the cracks where people are like, really? That's the choice you're making? That's a cut you're going to take?
Yeah.
Is, you know, literature from the blind. That's because they figured they're not going to fight back. Well, guess what? I'm going to Springfield. I will take that one on.
Good.
Why would they cut that? I don't even know who to go talk to.
The list is so numerous. Because
exactly. I'm having trouble focusing. Can you tell?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we both haven't taken our ADHD medication today, and that's fine. We'll come back to the point.
Yes,
but the list is so numerous in terms of areas that have been cut that should not have been cut or should not be suffering. People, what's the measuring stick? It's like, well,
I don't know.
If there's someone who, quite frankly, is homebound and they're a senior citizen and the state is their guardian and that's not being funded, or if there's a child with developmental challenges and that's not being funded, or if there's a community that's, you know, basically dealing with abject poverty and there's no funding for their schools, and if there's kids who want to attain the American dream and go to college and be able to have the credentials so they can get a job, yet they can't do it anymore.
Well, and the stories that you and I knew would be coming was this mother who took the life of her daughter, adult daughter with cerebral palsy from your neck of the woods up in Schaumburg, and the judge will be returning with a sentence next week. But that was what I was, I mean, I think there are so many families who people are dying and we can't quantify it. We can't say this is because of the budget. But deep in my heart, I knew that these were the stories we were going to run into, because when you cut services off, you cause people to spiral. They start to lose hope. They start worrying about what's going to happen the next day. When you start eating away at stability to people who were already fragile in the first place, this is the result.
Sure. And right? And first of all, the moral responsibility is to have the funding follow the policy, because everybody agrees, right? Everybody, for the most part, agrees that, you know, we should give people an opportunity to live with dignity, to live in their communities, to live with their families, right?
Right.
For the most part, everyone agrees with that. Yet, if you do that, you change that policy, and then you don't ensure that there's going to be funds available to guarantee or to at least give every opportunity for that to be successful, then you're setting it up to be a failure.
Right.
And you're setting up parents in that situation who felt like, look, we're doing the best that we can for our children. They're going to be in our home. We're going to take care of them. We're going to do our best. And yet, if no services follow, no funds follow, no opportunities follow, it's like, where do parents turn to? And how do they get to that place where they're able to make sure that their child has the quality of life that they deserve, right?
And absolutely. Declan came up to me today. For those who are new to the show, I have a 10-year-old son who has significant developmental delays, neurological and physical. He does not speak, and his communication ability is limited. But it's so... Senator Gutowski, like, when we have a new moment, like, it's just the greatest thing in the world. I was sitting down at my laptop. He works with a communication board, and so he's used to screens being interactive. So it's a touch screen, like it's an iPad. So I was sitting at my laptop, and he would point at something. You know, one of the pictures he pointed at was me and Representative Cabello, which I thought was just funny. He pointed at it, but I asked him, I'm like, "Where's mommy in that picture?" And he pointed at my face, which I'm not often able to get that, you know, because I don't know that it's because he doesn't know or doesn't understand. I think it's mostly like, I know who you are. Why do I have to point at your face? But today he was willing to kind of, you know, oblige me in my request. And it was so much fun to just spend time
with
him.
He got that you needed to see that.
I needed that. And it's funny, you know, I've told this story. I think I've told you the story about mommy kisses. Have I not told you this story? Yeah, you've told you about mommy kisses.
Yeah, I think you have.
And again, 2 years ago, about how long, Craig, how long ago was that thing? So was it 2.5 years ago for that Thanksgiving? We had a new ABA therapist, right?
Because
Declan had just turned 8. And for the first 8 years of his life, he would not give me a kiss. And he would like struggle if I try to kiss his forehead or kiss him on the cheek or, God forbid, get one on the lips. And I would say mommy kiss. And he would tilt his head like, oh, here we go. And he started working with an ABA therapist who helped him learn how to point and helped him learn how to make choices and how to request things. And one day he pulled me down to his level. I was on my knees facing him and I didn't know what he wanted. And he came in and gave me a kiss on the lips. Mm. And every once in a while I can still get one. But he's a 10-year-old boy who doesn't always want to kiss his mommy. But, you know, we no longer have ABA therapy because we don't have the resources for that. The state has cut back on how much those folks are getting funding. And, you know, fortunately, he goes to a school where there are a lot of supports in place. There are a lot of people. We try to do above and beyond what he has at school. We do hippotherapy, which is horseback riding. We do occupational therapy and speech therapy. But we don't have access to ABA therapy, which was the reason you and I, when I came down to Springfield in the first place. It's the kind of thing where people are like, I don't know what that is, so let's not fund it.
Right.
You know, so
yeah, and I think we had to completely reframe the way people look at public sector involvement. Everyone's got this view. Not everyone. There are people have this view about the government, or government's bad, or government's ineffective.
Right.
Look, it's a tax dollars being invested. The question is, do you want the money that you have to be invested in children?
Yeah.
And do you want to give them the opportunity to have the like I said before, the quality of life that they deserve? And should Declan be able to, you know, get applied behavioral analysis therapy? Yes, right? And should he have the chance? And other kids living in the state of Illinois have autism. I have to tell you, one of the things I had talked to you about is, you know, there are students who have autism who are competing throughout the state of Illinois. And there's we have kids who run track at right. Maine South. And one of the things we're working on with the IHA, one of the things I was working on before I left was giving them an opportunity to compete even in their fifth year of school, because some, quite frankly, are not graduating on time because they have to fulfill their academic requirements, and they have not been able to for, you know, for a variety of reasons right. to
Declan,
finish within 4 years.
Declan
right?
qualifies for high school through 22, I think.
Yeah. And, but shouldn't they still be able to be a part of a team, be able to compete? Mm-hmm. And it's not like in some cases, like, well, you're just trying to win a state championship. But here's the deal. There's this, we've had a conversation. I don't want to talk about the family yet until we resolve this, but we're trying to work on this with IHSA. This young man runs a 455 mile and is the greatest thing to see because he's exceedingly competitive and mm-hmm. driven and focused, and he's gotten better and better and better. And he should have every opportunity Absolutely. To participate even in his fifth year, because one of the parts of his IEP, his individualized education plan, is to make that connection, right? And one of the goals they have this year is for him to be a friend, to get a friend, develop a friendship, outside the scope or right. circle of his
Someone
family.
Who he relies on.
Yeah, and that's what being on that team yeah. provides for that vehicle. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm still working on this, and I think it's going to happen. When it happens, we'll talk about it more okay. on the air, because I don't want to, like, I don't know, I'm kind of superstitious that way. I don't want to jinx it, but I want to make sure it happens. But that is one of those things. It's like,
it's intangible, and we yeah. can't explain that to people, how necessary the funding is, how necessary it is to be there for people when they need it the most. More when we come back on 720 WGN. Give us a call, by the way. I do want to know, this really is, how can we help? Is there something that you are being restricted from because of the funding? Have you been told, because of the budget impasse, you no longer will receive this service? 312-981-7200. Give us a call or give us a text at 312-981-7200. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. A lot of people on Michigan Avenue tonight as it gets warmer. It's a kind of chilly tonight, but it's Thursday, which is the new Friday. You know that, right, Senator?
Oh, yeah. I got the memo last week. Sure.
Where were you that you're like, oh, I'll leave now? Were you at home hanging out with the family?
I was kind of walking up and down Michigan Avenue waiting for the show.
Were you waiting for the
show? No, I was at home doing the dishes.
Oh, look
and
at
then
that.
I was like, I was almost done. Mm-hmm. And this is some personal information, but
please give it to us.
Washing the dishes at my house is like buying flowers for my wife. So it's big time. You know,
That when women are, I don't want to get too personal, but, and I don't know if Rob Martier knows this or Craig, women are more turned on by men doing chores around the house.
Yeah, that was the quest. That was the quest. That was my vision quest.
Yes. Your vision quest?
Yeah, whatever. Okay. I tossed it out there. So I was doing the dishes and I was almost, they were almost complete. And then I was like, oh my God, I got to get to the show. And so.
Oh no, and then you ruined the foreplay. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I started.
I feel like I'm a. I don't want to say what I am.
She wasn't. She's not
gonna. I'm the girl at the bar.
Don't even say it.
I feel like there's nothing, no other way, because it only rhymes together very well.
Yeah, yes.
A rock blocker. Just, how's that?
Oh,
no, because you couldn't rock your world.
Yeah, totally.
Saying. Does that work, Rob? Yeah. Esmeralda, does that? You're all very uncomfortable right now.
That's good.
You got it. Is that good? That's
works.
Over.
That works. Yep. Mm-hmm. Is your wife turned on, Rob, by chores that you do around the house?
Patty, I've got four kids. It's
all a chore.
It's tough to get things going these days. We're very tired.
Very tired.
Aww. You got to make a date. You got to you got to schedule that sometimes. You got to be like.
You try, and you've got the best intentions, but as you know, once you kind of plop down on the couch and you start going through your DVR, one or the other and or both at the same time fall asleep. Mm. So it's rough.
How old are your youngest, Rob?
Soon to be 5.
Wow.
Yeah, my daughter.
Exhausting.
Yeah, it's terrible.
He's a tired man.
I remember that was like in the younger years.
It's hard. It's
like,
fun.
I was I like, know. You keep reminding yourself, yes, we love each other. We love each other, because it gets pretty intense. With the lack of sleep, it can make
yes,
you.
Yes, we love you. You say it out loud.
Yes,
like
we love each other.
Yes.
Remind. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you very much. It's good. You're beautiful today.
You're beautiful.
Never seen you look so good.
I love it when you criticize me. This is so awesome.
It's so great when you just throw your socks and don't get them into the laundry bag.
Especially when it's in a text 5 minutes before an update. I love that. You're so great, sweetheart. I love you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. One time I was on stage at Zany's. I was headlining, and I get off the stage. There were 12 texts from Steve, and it was all about Declan being ill that night and and how much of a mess there was. And I was like, what did you think I was going to do from the stage?
Yeah, right, right.
Like, congratulations.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Did you want me to bring home some extra heavy duty bags? I don't know what to tell you.
See, I knew when things were going along swimmingly when I was down in Springfield, and I'd say to my wife, I was like, oh, I got to go. And she'd say, have fun.
Oh, God.
And I was like,
That's deadly. Yeah.
It's like, we're doing the budget.
Senator,
and we're going.
I have a break. Have fun. What?
And now it's time for another edition of Pretty Late's Masterclass Theater presentation, What's That From?
I'm a little excited. I love that it's so classy now. That music makes it sound like it's going to be all highfalutin and stuff.
Yeah, no, I imagine we're going to do this really well.
My pinky's up. Is yours?
Oh, hold on, pinky's up.
I have to get my tea. For tonight's theater presentation, our roles, our two main leads, will be played by Patty Vasquez and Big Danny Kaye.
Yes, thank you.
Do you like that, Danny K?
You are welcome, Big Daniel K. And then up in the traffic department, we will have your stage directions and in proper inflection of every line read by Esmeralda Leon.
He kind of reminds me of Laura Linney when she introduces Downton Abbey. Don't you think? That's
very much so.
Yeah. No, you've got that down.
Very
really
elegant.
Well.
You sound like a lady, Craig.
No,
I took it
Dude,
that way.
Dude, sound
and
like
I was
a
not
lady.
Offended.
That's
totally
fine.
Just more in sort of this regal
intonation. Very yes. regal. Yeah, the intonation very, was very.
Why, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very respectable.
I look forward to your masterclass presentation.
Are we taking only phone calls or texts as well?
Anything we want. The first phone call or text, the first one that gets this right. Mm-hmm. And we're not hiding the names of the characters.
All right.
So,
yeah. All right. Yes, we're not. So here is tonight's... I'm sorry, you go ahead, Craig. You do it.
Here is tonight's masterclass theater presentation. What's That From?
Scene. Our two main characters are sitting in the back of a car. Genuinely.
I wish I didn't have to do this, Terry.
Terry eyes him. Charlie leans back and looks at Terry strangely. Terry raises his hands above his head, somewhat in the manner of a prize fighter midding the crowd. The image nicks Charlie's memory. An accusing sigh.
Wow.
Gently.
What do you weigh these days, Slugger?
Shrugs.
87, 88. What's it to you?
Nostalgically.
Gee, when you tipped 175, you were beautiful. You should have been another Billy Conn. That skunk I got to manage, he brought you along too fast.
It wasn't him!
Years of abuse crying out in him.
It was you, Charlie. You and Johnny. Like the night the two of you come in the dressing room and says, kid, this ain't your night. We're going for the price on Wilson. It ain't my night. I'd have taken Wilson apart that night. I was ready. Remember the early rounds throwing them combinations? So what happens? This bum Wilson, he gets the title shot. Outdoors in the ballpark. And what do I get? A couple of bucks and a one-way ticket to Palookaville.
More and more aroused as he relives it.
It was you, Charlie. You was my brother. You should have looked out for me instead of making me take them dives for the short-end money.
Defensively.
I always had a bet down for you. You saw some money.
Agonized.
See? You don't understand.
I tried to keep you in good with Johnny.
You don't understand. I could have been a contender. I could have had class and bid somebody. Real class. Instead of a bum. Let's face it. Which is what I am. It was you, Charlie.
Charlie takes a long, fond look at Terry. Then he glances quickly out the window.
That was incredible. Listeners, 312-981-7200, what is that from? Our text messages have not been correct so far from the 815. It is not Rocky.
Ooh,
I apologize for
that.
Yeah, it is also not Rocky 2, 815.
No.
630, it is not Raging Bull.
A lot of Rockies.
That is not correct.
Bulls, I know.
There are a lot of Rockies named Terry. Did he change his name to Terry?
Well, Rocky might be a nickname. Or Terry is
Terry.
The nickname. Yes, Terry.
Yo, Adrian, I love you. I love you, Terry.
The Italian-Irish boxer, I believe.
I love you, Terry.
Isn't Terry more of an Irish name?
It is.
I've always thought it was.
Yeah.
Or is it more, is Terry short for Terrence?
Cloth. Huh?
Is Terry short for Terrence?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of sort of to Terry about. I think
as a verb. Terry, you think I'm thinking Terry. As a verb? I believe we have a winner on the line. Rita, what movie was that? What was that from?
That was from On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando, Lee J. Cobb, Eva Marie Saint.
Oh, she ain't playing.
Carl Malden is the priest.
Yes, Carl Malden was amazing.
Do you think that we captured Brando?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Wow. I think,
very impressed.
I think Charlie was pretty good, too.
Charlie was awesome. the best Charlie I've ever heard.
I appreciate that. Rita, I get the feeling you've seen this movie many times. You have fondness for it, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I love Carl Malden in this,
and
too.
And I love black and white movies. There's a nuance in them that you don't get in a colored film.
I agree. We were talking about this one night. White Heat is one of my favorite movies.
That's awesome, with Virginia Mayo and Jimmy Cagney and Top of the World, Ma.
Top of the World, Ma! I love that.
I love Rear Window. You ever seen that?
That's a good one,
yes.
too.
Yes. I love Jimmy Stewart. Wow. I love
And Grace Jimmy Kelly coming into the screen in the beginning.
Grace Kelly, yes.
Let's see. We could do this all night. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Quick, go.
Oh, I love that. That's John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart and Vera Miles and Edmund O'Brien and Andy Devine and with Woody Strode as John Wayne's friend.
Listen to this.
Woody Strode.
I love this. We are giving Rita two gifts tonight. She gets a prize for not only getting the correct movie, but being our wealth of knowledge when it comes
she's
to
She's killing
great
it.
Movie. Yeah, she yeah. absolutely. She's tearing it up. Yeah. We have let me see if I have tickets. Do I still have a pair of tickets for the producers at the Mercury Theater? Can you get into Chicago to see the producers before they close, Terry and Rita?
You know what? No.
Okay.
I have a broken foot.
That's okay.
So
we have a gift card from Lou Malnati's and a gift card from Apple Electronics for you.
That's awesome.
There you go.
I love your show.
Aww.
Very interesting. You have interesting people. I feel so much for your child and the difficulties that you have and other people have trying to get them help. And I just hope that things will turn out better in this state.
I agree. According to Senator Katowski, it is not a budget impasse. It is a budget paralysis. So we have to find a better. Thank you, Rita. Hold on the line and Craig will get your information.
Okay.
I wish we had a movie club for fans like, you know, we could. Maybe it's not like where we go to see the movies together, but I assign everybody a movie.
Oh, that'd be good. Then talk
them.
About
that
it.
That sounds a little authoritarian.
It's like homework?
It does.
Yeah, like homework.
Homework.
No.
Okay, we could have.
You like a whole month though. If you like a whole month to do it, right?
If people watched the same movie and then we talked about it, kind of like a book club.
Yeah, exactly.
A movie club.
Oh. Movie club.
Yeah.
See, now Esmeralda's in.
Yeah.
Would we watch the whole thing and then discuss it? Just once, or
we'd watch it, and then we'd come back. Like you would assign the movie or pick it.
But now it's on the waterfront,
and then
the movie.
A week later, right? we talk about it.
Exactly,
right?
I like that.
Yeah.
Should we do movies that are free, like on Amazon Prime, or are available on Netflix? Or
I mean,
it's hard
to find everything now.
If there's a sponsor on the show, we could probably.
I see a new segment. It's our
new segment sponsored by Amazon Prime.
I like that.
If you're listening, Mr. Amazon.
What would be your first movie you would pick, do you think?
Oh, my first movie that I'd pick? Oh, wow. For the longest time, my favorite movie was Shawshank Redemption because I just thought
so
it was
so many guys
perfect.
Love that movie.
It
I love that.
Perfect. It's just perfect. There's nothing wrong with the movie.
How perfect is it, though? So perfect.
Well, it's just a seamless movie. I mean, you can usually get to a place in a movie and you're like, God, that doesn't belong. Mm-hmm. Everything belongs in that movie. That's why.
Craig, do you feel the same about Shawshank?
I was taking Rita's information. I didn't catch it. And I don't want to get it wrong this time.
Have you seen Shawshank?
Yes.
And do you adore it?
Yes.
Many men seem to adore this movie.
The movie's incredible.
Yeah. Esmeralda,
have
you seen it?
He has to climb out behind Rita Hayworth.
Well, I think she becomes Sophia. Was it Sophia Loren?
Yeah, who is it?
Yeah.
At the end there.
A couple. It goes through the different pinup.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it ends up being Sophia Loren.
Is it Sophia Loren or the other one that wouldn't look at me I was doing stand-up?
Raquel Welch.
It was Raquel Welch.
Yeah, that's
one. The one with the wigs.
Yeah.
She wouldn't look at me. I was doing an event, and she decided to read the brochure. I was doing stand-up comedy, and Raquel Welch. You weren't allowed to take any pictures of her. And actually, there were a lot of rules. And so it was the beginning of this banquet for the women in film. She's sitting there, and like apparently the coupon for the florist in the hotel was more interesting than listening to me. So
come on.
That's my rock.
Is it a good deal?
It was like 20% off.
Maybe she was like pulling a Van Morrison where she was like listening but not listening.
Yeah. Okay.
And
feign interest, everybody. Just
two things for our
meditate
texters.
Meditate while you listen. Yes.
Two things for our texters. We did get the right answer, so you can stop texting on the waterfront. And it's still not Rocky for anyone texting that.
Hey, also, Craig, did you know that Steve King has celiac disease? Go ahead.
I do. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, they'll be on the show, actually, right before the Hall of Fame. They said they'd like to do it then.
On Friday?
So that's a Wednesday. They
Wednesday. That's what I heard.
They'll be in town.
Perfect.
And then from the 815, can Senator Katowski do a monologue?
He did. The Marlon Brando. Sort of,
yeah,
the
that Marlon, was mostly a monologue, though.
That Marlon, I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. That's a monologue.
Yeah, that was totally. Yeah. There was, I had the table set for me.
I'll get you a monologue. Would you get a monologue?
I could come up with a monologue if you want one.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that. Could you do like a Richard III monologue?
Don't think it could happen to you, because it could.
You do Richard III, and I'll do Macbeth, Lady Macbeth. How's that sound?
Is it Richard Harris doing Richard III?
Is that the one you wanted? There's so many people who play that.
I don't know. I was just trying to be. All right, then. I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, really, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Apologize.
You didn't tell me what your first movie would be for Movie Club. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Craig, when is the Bike the Drive, by the way? We haven't...
That is the end of the month.
So, and can I still register? Can we still register?
Sunday the 30th or something like that? Yeah, you can still register.
Let's do the Bike the Drive, Senator. Will you join us?
Bike the Drive.
Bring your family?
You have to bike the drive.
We have to bike the drive.
The whole drive.
Is that why it's called that? Or
no, it's on completely drive. Different.
Yeah. No, you're biking on Lake Drive.
It's Bike the Drive and you end up... sitting down the drive.
Yeah, no. I've been working out a little differently lately. I've been doing CrossFit. Someone can take a shot right now. There are people who do a drinking game to see how long it'll take me to say kale or CrossFit or budget impasse.
Yeah. Do you say?
I say CrossFit a lot. But I have a new thing. I have a new thing I've been doing, and I call it Angry Ballet. It's there are several studios in the city. They're different names. I've been trying out several of them. The Bar Method. And I went to one today, Craig, and it's not Angry Ballet. It's like Marquis de Sade Ballet. It's more like torture ballet. I would say it's interrogation ballet. Like, you don't have to waterboard somebody.
Did you admit
make them
anything
do
to the room?
I was weeping. They were laughing. They go, you were smiling the whole time. I'm like, I was laughing at how much this hurt.
Yeah.
This was a platform pure bar in... I don't even know.
That sounds terrible.
I don't know what happened. It hurt me.
Platform Pure Bar. What made the bar pure?
Pure Bar is like, it's purely working with a bar. So you have, so you're always doing movements that are
pure bar.
Yeah, so it's like ballet movement. So you're always on your toes or plieing or, and some horrible things.
I haven't played in a while.
So you have your foot up on the bar and you're doing these things and you're bending your knee and it's just crazy. and there was one point.
Play or don't play that.
But if you are interested, come join me. I prefer one of the other studios. This was really hard. I'll go back. They
so it's this is a thing.
This is a thing.
This is a legitimate thing.
I started doing it in Los Angeles. Cardio.
And it's called Angry Ballet.
No, that's what I call
that
it.
That is her name.
But
for
what's
it.
Actually the name for it?
There are different names for it, but it's bar like B-A-R-R-E. And then there's the Bar Method. There's Cardio Bar. There are different studios have different names for it, but it incorporates movements of ballet dancers.
Okay.
So you do a lot of up on your toes and pliés and
have you tried the bar code?
You just really like the word
plié. I'll pull up some.
Could you please say the word plié again?
Because I'm trying to think of all the other words that they use, but I start blacking out in the middle of the workout that I lose the vocabulary that they
plié
incorporate.
Plié was an excellent soccer player, wasn't he?
Any interest in a recycled bar?
No, I don't think that's going to be a good idea.
A Mounds Bar?
The Dilly Bar.
I want to see if the Marines will do the Bar Method with me. Angry Ballet. I want to see if they'll do Angry Ballet.
They would.
We are doing Semper Film next Friday, if you want to join us, Senator. Semper Film. We watch military movies with the Marines right here in our green room.
Oh, nice.
We're thinking maybe Heartbreak Ridge.
Oh, great movie.
Do you like that?
Clint Eastwood. Excellent movie.
We're going to have pizza from Peace, and we'll have a good time hanging out. Wow. And then we interview them afterwards.
From the 312, you know, I bet Scott Stantis would love to write that 1,000-word monologue for Senator Katowski.
Do you like an original monologue, sir?
Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
I like how our listeners are helping you both out. Friends helping friends do horrible, embarrassing things. That's what we're all here for, isn't
it? I think they get the political split between Scott and I. They'd like me to say something that was that would set me up for the future. I think that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You mean that When Harry Met Sally scene wasn't enough for you?
Oh my goodness!
did you get any backlash?
You know,
on
I was
that?
Really proud of that moment.
You did great.
You were terrific.
This got awkward.
You were great. Why did I feel like I needed a cigarette after? I don't even
this
smoke.
Very strange. I like that somebody was like,
it
she didn't hit the
so
counter enough.
Awkward.
I know people are like she didn't hit the counter enough. I'm like, I was banging that counter. I just made the senator blush, Esmeralda. How are you doing?
Good. How red is he?
He's very red.
What level
I'm
red?
I'm just sweating profusely.
Well, that's a totally different problem altogether.
That is. No, I'm sorry. That's
are you a sweater? A perspirer?
Do I sweat?
Are you a perspirer?
When I'm excited, yes, sure.
Well, I saw you running like on Michigan Avenue.
I run to get here because I'm so pumped to be a part of this show.
You're amped.
Yeah,
you're ready to go.
I was amped.
Do you run from Park Ridge?
I did some Rage Against the Machine ballet before I got here, and
it's very nice. Yeah. I love Rage Against the Machine ballet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Senator Katowski, I'm curious: are you a hat man? Do you wear hats ever?
Interesting question.
Okay. How often do you wash your hats?
What kind of hats are you referring
baseball
to?
Baseball hat. I'm talking about the hat I'm wearing, the hat Patty's wearing.
Rarely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rarely. I can't talk to either
absolutely
one of you.
Absolutely correct.
So, and you're a profuse sweater, and you don't wash your...
My sweat is clean, and it smells wonderful.
Amen! You disgust me.
It doesn't smell?
No.
Right.
First of all, I don't have a lot of...
Give me your hat.
I have a lot of hair on top.
Give me your hat. Oh, that's true. He has no hair, so there's less...
There's more sweating, though.
It's kind of like pre-chewed.
Yeah. Thank you, Esmeralda.
Don't spray it in there.
Esmeralda is correct. I would contend that without any hair, he doesn't have a barrier between his sweat.
A barrier.
Before,
there are no bugs in there, right?
Right.
No fleas. Watch out for the mic.
How new is his hat? Oh, what are these marks back here? Do you see this? What is going on back there? What is this?
Unclean.
It's not unclean.
Sometimes when I'm thinking really hard, expands.
This is a pretty new hat.
It's not.
Oh, look at all the threads coming out back.
And it has a lot of character, that hat.
I'm getting a little bit anxious that she's touching my hat.
Are you going to smell it, Patty?
It's really bothering me. I don't know why it's bothering me so much.
I can't.
Do you know if someone comes in and they start, it's like, well, don't touch the hat.
Right,
you know, this is my hat.
You got to wash this,
I've been through a lot.
You got to wash that.
Did you smell it?
I did.
I've been through.
You got to wash that.
It doesn't smell.
It smells like you, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Aromatic.
But piles of you.
I'm 100%
it's like,
man.
It's like layers of you.
This is 100% bald man sweat in there,
which
right?
is why it smells. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And we've been hanging out with Senator Dan Katowski. And now joining us is the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis.
That's me!
I feel like we do have to have intro music.
Bum, bum, bum.
What would you pick? Would you pick an Indy Jones kind of a intro?
I'd go with like Darth, well, given my politics, Darth Vader.
Why do you feel like that your politics warrant that kind of music?
You're not Vader-esque.
No, I don't think so.
You feel like
so
your party
either,
is? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, it is at the moment. This is the weird. Did you read about the meeting today with Trump and Paul Ryan wouldn't even have his picture taken with him? This is going to be the nominee of his party, and he would not have his picture taken with
him. I kept calling him Paul Rand the other day, and I don't know why. I just kept calling him Paul Rand. I don't know if it was an Ayn Rand thing, but.
No,
I don't know.
It was locked in. Shrugged on the brain.
It was locked in there. But yes, Paul Ryan, and he met today.
Moral objectivism. That just drives you.
A little bit. Apparently last week, didn't he say he would do whatever Donald Trump wants?
No.
He said he would step down as chairman of the convention.
Yeah, but he also, well, I should say that, but then he was asked, they said, are you going to endorse him? And he had basically, it was this lengthy response. Like, I'm not there yet. I need to, there's things
what
I need to consider.
What does that mean I'm not there yet?
It just means you're not ready to commit.
It's like every girl I asked out in high school. I'm just not there yet.
That's right. I thought I was past hearing that in 1985.
This is the weirdest.
I'm warming
you want to
up.
A problem with me? I'm not there yet.
I'm
not there yet.
I'm just
what's it going to take you to get there?
Can I have my picture taken with you? No.
No, we're not there.
No.
We're not there.
Definitely
no
picture taken.
You can drive me.
In my date.
But we're not there.
No.
No pictures. No,
what kind
no,
of car
no.
do you have again? I can't
a Yugo. Wherever you go, I go.
That was the very height of Serbo-Croatian technology. So
it was.
It really was.
I love the word he used. I wish I knew what it meant.
Serbo-Croatian?
Serbo-Croatian. No,
I'm sorry, I lost him.
Serbia-Croatian.
Serbo-Croatian.
I thought it was. Now I know what you said.
It did sound like something more.
Having a flashback?
That was elitist Republicans and their vocabulary.
Serbo-Croatian.
And their words they use out of their mouths.
So erudite.
That was one of the things that we got accused of last week, was that we were being elitist.
Come on.
It's not an
accusation until it's proven otherwise. What does that mean?
We had a couple of guests do a bedtime news story call, and they called it "Goodnight Republican Party," and so they were very upset.
Oh, so instead of "Goodnight Moon,"
yes,
like, yeah. We had two night, people GOP. Put the Republican Party to bed.
Yes.
Well, parties are hardy. They go through. I mean, you know, Democrats had McGovern in 1972, so they had their cuckoo.
You're reaching back.
Well, they had their Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs moment, too. So
there was 70, 72. That was a rough year. It was.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm talking to some
people.
It should
people have been easy with Nixon in office. It should have been a cakewalk.
No, Nixon was winding. He was winding down the war. The economy was kind of coming back.
And we didn't know yet. We didn't know about the
building relations with China. And
yeah. Oh, and went to Russia. I mean, you know.
It was
amazing.
Well respected in that respect.
If it wasn't for breaking the law and stuff.
Unbelievable humanitarian.
Actually, the more you read about him now, they're releasing more and more of the tapes. And because the initial tapes, obviously, when we were... Patty doesn't remember, but when
I do not.
When I was younger, and I'm watching these things and being devastated because I worked on the Nixon campaign in 72 at 13. I mentioned...
Wait, how old
I,
were
I did
you?
Mention that I was 13. I did mention the girl saying, I'm not there yet. That kind of experience.
You remember that?
Part of
it. I'm not there. Yet.
I'm not there. Yet. No, I did. I was devastated. Oh. And I remember civics. We had a hippie teacher when you could have those back then, and it was awesome. And he was great, Miss. We would debate. This guy, you know, Nixon would never do this. A president would never do such a thing.
Right.
Made me the cynic that I am today, the crusty old cynic that I am today.
Was that he would and did?
And did?
No, teacher said the president would never do
no,
that.
No, I did.
You said that.
I said that, yes.
Wow. You were defending Nixon.
I was wrong again.
I remember being in class at Maine South High School, and there was a young man there, and he was a senior. And I went there to the class just to talk to the students, and this guy was working for the campaign for my opponent. He was volunteering, and he was grilling me with all these questions. Like, why would you send a bill to the House that had this, you know, this title, or why would you send a shell bill over to the House? I'm like, well, a shell bill is kind of like an empty bill, and it's not really an action. You can send it over, but then the House has to put their content over, then the Senate has to vote on it again. It's kind of innocuous. It just keeps things moving, but then you actually have to have an official vote. But when it's presented, and it was just a series of questions like that. So I remember being in that class thinking, wow, you really don't believe in me, right? It was like hard for me because most of the students, I think, you know, when you go there and you speak,
they're impressed to have a
legislator. Well, yeah, they would
appreciate
it. It was like, well, you really think every action that I've taken is, you know, looking at the prism of the fact that it can't be trusted. And that was, you know, when you're talking about in a class environment, but then I was like, well, let me explain it to you. And he was like, huh.
Well, revived my trust in government, or at least in elected officials, was William Proxmire. Do you remember? Does that name ring a bit?
It doesn't ring a bell.
It won't. Oh, that's a nice cartoon.
I like that cartoon a lot.
I love it. It's for tomorrow's print edition. It's the Speaker for Life.
Don't laugh, Senator.
Why?
I'm just Manning. Kidding.
I wasn't in the House.
I love drawing Madigan. He's second only to Rom is my favorite caricature, just because it looks not much like him, but it looks exactly like him.
It's kind of Dr. Seussian too. It's
yes, yeah.
Are you influenced at all?
Oh, of course. I was a child once. Believe it or not.
Let me check my records.
I was once.
You were a child who worked at a Nixon campaign. Yeah. You're not a child. Yes. That's not
the Wonka Wonkas and the Doompa Loompas wanted to go into the Democratic headquarters.
You went straight from his diapers to your bourbon
with the dangledees and the dingle.
When did you first draw a cartoon like that, an editorial cartoon that made a comment on society?
In junior high.
Wow. And what was it about?
It was about my algebra teacher, who was actually very nice.
Do you still have it?
No, this was actually how I knew my mom finally started dawn on her that she had a different child, because Mrs. Sumi, who I remember, she was a terrific teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I had done a drawing of her, and she kept it. And my mom, the parent-teacher thing, my mom's sitting there, and Mrs. Sumi goes, you know, Scott's quite an artist. And she goes, well, he likes to draw. She goes, no, he's a very good artist. And my mom goes, well, you think he might have some talent? No, he's a really good artist.
Good,
my mom's kind of going, well, thank you. She says, in fact, he did a drawing in class.
Uh-oh.
My mom's going, oh, it's just that I've kept. And my mom goes, oh, that's great. It was a drawing of Mrs. Sumi being flushed down a toilet. In seventh grade, that's high comedy.
Yes,
so
it is.
That's where it started.
Wow.
And and continued to this day.
Yeah, the pensions going over the cliff in the car together.
This is Plan B. Rom is the car is crashing to the ground. Yeah, it's.
Is that you? Is that your Rom?
Oh yeah,
just him with the goggles. The two eyes.
Yeah, that's just the two eyes. Yeah, he's kind of a bug-eyed. He looks a little bit like a praying mantis with spiky hair.
So, you know what? I'm at this moment right now, Patty. I'm so glad that Scott never has done a cartoon.
Okay, you don't say those things out loud.
No, I just did.
I've drawn Patty. I thought I did. I thought that was love.
Did you draw Patty? Did you make it on the?
No, not on a card. No, she hasn't astounded with anything or ruined pensions for crying out loud.
After
which he said, "You know, I never noticed how Asian you looked."
He did not.
Yes,
no, you do.
See,
Asian-ish eyes. They're almond-shaped eyes. They're pretty.
Which is better than the guy yelling at me on the Brown Line platform.
Oh God, what?
Slant-eye. Yeah.
Are you serious?
What do you say?
Why would I make that up? I have nowhere to pull that from except reality.
You were just waiting for the Brown Line. Some guy just said that?
He was yelling at everybody. He clearly had some issues, but yes. Was calling me, so.
Well, I feel sorry for those guys, but I don't like to be yelled at by them.
No, I don't like to be yelled at by anybody, especially when I'm like, I'm Mexican and Irish. I can't. That never works in those conversations.
Yeah. It's weird how people like screaming at that.
It's kind of amazing. I was at an event recently, and I was just kind of networking.
Right.
And this woman involved in technology, and I'm trying to introduce people and get them involved in what I'm doing with child serving. This guy's there, and he's like, she introduces him to me, and he says some kind of comment, and he's like, so what's it like to be a chrome dome? And I was like, what?
What?
Yeah, like a no filter. Dome? And I was like, what? And I was just like, and he was like saying it, trying to be funny. And I was like, it didn't really bother me, but I'm thinking, but the people like make the leap, like they just start talking.
And they start saying things like, why is your show on so late?
There was a time, right? There was a time where people would like kind of have the bridge.
Hey, Craig, you know Steve King has celiac disease. Do you know
I have not heard that. No.
All right, more after this on 720 WGN. It's the weirdest air band we have going on in here in the studio, by the way. We have a drummer, keyboardist, we have a guitar player. Is there a tambourine that I can play in this? Maybe a.
And then we were talking about Who's Afraid of Getting a Colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Which is also musical in some ways.
Why would you be afraid?
So,
Craig, I'll do it if you do it.
Okay.
I have no reason.
I have to do it again because apparently my last one, that I had a large polyp. And I remember.
Wow.
And I asked, I was talking to them to the point where the doctor says, is he anesthetized? Because it was the twilight thing. I was apparently having quite the conversation going, I apparently commenting on my colon.
No effect on you.
Well, I don't remember it, but.
Well, I had one in September. But yeah, I had this for the first time.
Were you scared of what they found or the process?
I think there's always a fear there. But I didn't really have that many health issues, but I'd never had one. And I think it's more of a fear of the unknown. And it was not as bad as I thought it was. The prep is the worst.
The prep sucks.
Isn't it like drinking something? You have to like
It's drinking a lot of stuff that tastes like chalk.
Yeah.
And then
you become a human trapdoor.
Yeah, that's and
it just didn't stop.
Just pull the cork
like
on that.
Scene out of Dumb and Dumber. I was like, really?
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah, it was like Bridesmaids. It was
really,
oh my God.
Bad. Yeah.
So come on, Craig. The reason that we even brought this conversation up about colonoscopy.
Did you know that Steve King has celiac disease?
My name was used in debate.
So I would like to say on the air, because it sort of ran away from us a little bit, I'm fairly certain I have celiac disease, but the last confirmation is a colonoscopy. They did some blood tests and some other things. The last test they do is
why wouldn't
that
you just get that done to confirm everything?
So instead of that, I talked to my doctor about just going gluten-free and seeing if everything gets better, because if that happens, then I could skip it because I'm only 30. I don't really need to do the other thing.
And your doctor suggests that you skip it.
I like Big Danny Kaye. I'm very afraid of it.
Yeah. Is it because it's butt stuff?
Yes, that's exactly why.
That's obvious.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Why?
Try having the other stuff.
Well, no, even when I had my hernia surgery and stuff, in order to check that, they had to check stuff, and I don't like that. I don't like being naked at the doctor's.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to require every man have a colonoscopy just for the stirrups.
No. Oh, yeah.
Just because the stirrups, we've not come farther than having the...
I don't even know they put you in stirrups.
What? They use a shoehorn and a big Q-tip.
I was in the twilight.
Year.
Well, you said because of men in the stirrups.
I'm saying that
I didn't see any stirrups in the room.
Men should all have a colonoscopy because of the fact that we have to be in the stirrups every year.
Well, listen, do you guys have to be on all fours when you do colonoscopies? I just mean... Because, like, we're legs spread. It's ridiculous.
it's no, you're
we're in such like a position
on,
when we
on
have
like
our
a pillow.
Business.
You're on a pillow.
You're on
a
your
pillow.
Side.
It's see, like you we don't even have that.
No, I was just on. You're just on your side.
Yeah. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like we're
I'm
just
so out of it.
I feel like Craig's not listening to the show anymore.
It was like Turkish prison all over again.
Yeah, it was. But nothing. I don't,
get rid of
I don't
show,
even know why we
my,
make the comparison because we can't. Nothing can compare what women go through.
No, nothing truly. Can. I mean, no. I mean,
there is no comparison.
I know. I'm not trying to wish any ill will to
yeah, but it's like,
anyone. I mean, there are some people, but not general.
Yeah, it's just,
when Janine was pregnant, we went to the OGBYN MOUS, whatever.
Original gangster.
How many letters were there?
There's a lot.
The
OG, anyway, when we went to the lady doctor, the lady parts doctor, and the devices they have, holy Mary!
What is this? Why are they?
There's one that it's like it got a hand trigger.
They were strengthening their wrists.
I guess it's the spider, whatever
that.
The hell it is.
What is he doing? Why is he squeezing like that?
They know what.
Okay, so
you guys know what I'm talking about.
So the speculum,
right?
They have this thing that opens up, and then you have to stick something in the middle. Yeah.
So you know, and it goes. It's got a grip.
There's a clicking noise.
Now,
disturbing.
Patty, quick question. You don't have to answer. Plastic or metal?
I've had both.
I have to use a metal one.
Why do you have to use a metal one?
Because the plastic ones are too small.
Oh, interesting.
Like they couldn't see anything.
Ah, I got you. Well, I have a fragile cervix, so they have to be careful. And I do.
I'm not laughing.
I know.
I'm laughing
fragile.
With your
I know.
Cervix.
It's easily offended.
I actually knew that about you when I met Patty the first time. I'm like, you know what? I get a sense. This woman has a fragile cervix. And they're like, exactly.
This is one of my favorite jokes to tell. My doctor said, you have a fragile cervix. I said, yeah, you have a weak jaw. Bring it. Let's go. Do this.
That just sounds like a PSA all of a sudden. You have fragile cervix. More men suffer from this than you would probably imagine. That sounds awful, though. So they
one?
Have to bring out the jaws of life to
Esmeralda?
Yeah.
I have to tell the guy to be like, just get the metal one.
Just
the plastic one doesn't.
Skip it and just go to the metal one.
Because then they're rooting around in there with that one. And then
oh,
like,
God.
The
oh
rooting
God.
Around thing is the worst. Because
wait,
tell
they,
you,
wait.
Yes.
They root?
They do. They root.
It's like,
it, yeah.
it's
are
like
they
a
looking?
Plumbing term. It's not good.
So they
anytime a plumbing term is employed, the rooter.
That yeah. Speculum opens up, but they have to like adjust it in a way. So they are. They are mm-hmm. rooting around.
Yeah, they do this, right? And then they come in the middle with, yeah. They, yeah.
I don't think people can see that.
You don't want, well, yeah. Go to WGN
Plus. It's more like this because of the curving of the. That's backwards. WGM, right? Esmeralda, am I right?
Yeah.
It's like this, and then they come in right in the middle. And yeah. And they have the world's largest Q-tip, and they
yeah.
do. They're swabbing.
That's
they
all they got to do.
Swab.
Is that for the...
That's it.
Is that for the pap smear?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
that,
okay.
But that's all they... They just stick a big old Q-tip in there.
Yeah.
How much
and
pap do they need?
Look
all
around, and that's it.
They need all
taking,
the pap?
They're taking all the pap.
That's it.
And they always say, you're going to feel a little cramping. That is not, and that which is why I've joked for years, I want to wear spurs when I'm in the stirrups. So when, just so, you know, for a baseline. So when the doctor says you're going to feel a little cramping, I can kick him in the head and be like, you feel a little pressure?
That's right. Move it to the right here. Just
say
how you
scooch
move
again.
A horse. Yeah.
They tell us to scooch.
Oh, man. Yeah. And they're like, oh, like you're hanging off. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they tell you to scooch to the end of the table so they can get, yeah.
This,
yeah.
I couldn't
splay
handle it.
You
and I told
and you guys don't want a colonoscopy.
Good. I didn't say
no,
that.
I didn't say that.
Twilight.
I said,
guys.
I said it was,
oh, yeah.
It was, I had some anxiety.
We need Twilight. Yeah. We need to open bar at our pap smears.
But you know what? Again, when it was done, it was a relief.
Yeah. There you go.
It was a relief to have. To,
plus,
to
you're cleansed.
Completely.
Everything
I was magic for 2 weeks.
Since
after
the Ford
that.
Administration, just
I was so light on my feet for 2 weeks. I was so fast.
Did you watch?
I was more
jump tire.
Did
What's
you
that?
Watch it? Did you see the video?
Yeah, they did show some of the video.
It's
they
like
had
40
the
leagues. Under
were
the
you
sea?
On Twilight or were you?
Is it your screensaver?
I was just yeah.
They didn't put you.
They
out?
Put me out. I said, just give me an aspirin. Just do it. No, I'm kidding.
Hi, Craig. How are you doing? Craig is completely blocked out all of this.
Yeah. So should I take my? Should I do my colonoscopy then? So I don't.
Yes.
Know what I found?
Yes, without question.
Okay. Yeah. You should.
I think
yeah,
Senator Gutowski would go with you as Will Scott said.
I'd go with
him.
I'd go with
him.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Like couples massage, you all get colonoscopies.
All we are saying is give Craig a colonoscopy.
I mean, they'll put a little towel over you or whatever, right?
Yeah, we'll be
you
there
and
for you.
You all do it at the same time.
At yeah. times in the show, I thought we had reached a point that was like the worst point. This is officially
you're there.
Senator Gutowski singing, give Craig a colonoscopy. We can hit the news. We have a news.
Oh, here with everything you need to know. Call and tell Craig why he needs to have a colonoscopy. There's so much language off the air. He's, Josh, it's fantastic conversation. No, there's a lot of passion. There's a lot of, you know, frustration with where we are in the country and in the state of Illinois. And I love that. We're going to start videotaping. I would ask permission of anything that I videotape during commercials. But just be aware, starting in the next couple of weeks, I would ask for permission. I would ask for permission of the things that I capture and say, do you approve of this?
I would just stream it.
Probably wouldn't.
I would have a subscription. No approval. Okay. I would approve.
There's things that happen.
Yeah,
in this
talk
room
about video. Yeah.
Guys, yeah. These are all really good ideas. Really great ideas.
Get that colonoscopy, Lee.
Right,
no, okay. Can we go back to the colonoscopy? Yeah, can we do that? That was fun.
Can we do it on almost?
We're there with Craig.
Yeah, will you do it on the air? Will you do it?
Yes, I don't broadcast.
Can we do it live?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, ideas again. I don't know if you know, but I don't want to do it like alone. I don't know. You want to do it on the air.
He already said we're going with you.
You don't have a listening audience.
We'll be in the waiting room.
Yeah, I'll be with you. No, I'll be there holding his hand.
No,
yeah.
I agreed to none of this.
Yes, we didn't.
I'm not even sure.
You don't
I'm
have
going.
To agree.
Yes,
like
we're doing
brothers.
It for love, aren't
we're
we?
Older brothers.
As long as you're piling on Craig.
We're going to make sure they do it right.
As long as you're piling on you, can we talk about your travel plans?
Sure.
For going to New York?
Speaking of piles.
So Craig has a car that has something called a death wobble.
Yeah, that is the thing it has.
And it is a 95 Jeep Cherokee.
96.
Six-ish.
Jeep.
Cherokee
that's country.
Completely rusted along the bottom.
I'm not sure.
Much of it's held together with spit and hope.
Well,
like MacGyver.
Yeah.
It's got character. And Craig's planning to drive it to New York.
New York, yeah. Upstate for a wedding and then down to the city and then back.
Nice.
Is it going to make it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when will you get a new car?
What do you mean?
Take Amtrak.
From that time.
What do you mean Amtrak?
By the way, did you hear what just happened?
What?
Say it again.
Take Amtrak.
Yeah, that happened. Independent of what I told you to do.
Oh, that is fun.
See, why? That's not fun.
Yeah, it is.
So
it
takes
see,
longer.
Oh, of the Latinas on the air, again, I told Craig this last night, the Latinas, we love taking Amtrak.
I'm having this conversation at home. I'm having this conversation at home almost every day with my Latina wife about how fun that would be.
She says it would be fun.
It takes longer than driving.
It does. And it's expensive.
But it's not the point.
It's as expensive
$300
as
$300 for both of them round trip.
How much?
$300.
Oh, that is wow. It's costly. Yeah,
$350.
Yeah,
I don't know what the
well, wait.
If you get a sleeper, if you don't, you can sleep in your seat.
$300 for a reserve.
No, $350 is the two tickets, just the regular car with other people.
I agree. That sounds expensive. Yeah. I don't think I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, it's expensive because I've looked at it because you know I don't have a car.
It's
here.
$20 to Springfield. I don't know. Well, I guess it's
well, and it's June.
And
I don't know
that.
If more
well,
people.
Well, but then you're going to Springfield.
That's true.
June. It's $300. Is that both ways?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's round trip.
That's round
two
trip?
People. So it's $150 round trip.
Am I going to
175?
You know, it's not that far of a drive though.
Yeah,
to New York.
It's 17 hours. Am I going to spend that much on gas?
By the way,
is it that much on gas? $300?
Also planning to drive nonstop, and she's not going to do any of the driving.
What?
No, Patty, no. I never said I was definitely
what are you,
driving.
Steve Rubell from
okay,
Studio 54?
I just said that was
the plan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a plan. So you would stop if you were.
You didn't catch
No. So.
She's too young.
Gentlemen, I was actually planning on camping out at Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's right.
Nice. Yeah.
And also stopping at my friend's place in Detroit, maybe staying a night with him. There
oh,
was
that's
a whole
right. 5 hours there. Yeah.
So there's a plan there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, the car is old. Does it have a death wobble? Sure. But that just adds a little fun.
Does it? Sure.
I mean, what do you mean by a death wobble?
So every so often, if you hit a bump in the wrong way, which I don't know what the wrong way is yet. I can't figure it out.
I thought once you hit 55 miles an hour.
No. It's not. No. Oh, that would be
it's
horrible.
Not speed
the entire trip? Patty, I would never do that.
I thought it was.
If the entire trip was death wobble, that would be the worst.
If it starts to be a trend on the trip, will you turn around and come home?
Well, maybe. So the death wobble is if I'm going 55 or over and I hit some sort of speed bump or something in a bad way, it happens every so often, the car will shake violently until I slow down.
I'm not laughing.
And then if I slow down, it goes away and then I can speed back up.
But you will hit bumps along the way.
Yeah, the chances are good.
There's an expectation that would happen.
I have driven to South Bend, Indiana several times in my Jeep. That is a two-hour trip back and forth, 4 hours in one day. And that, it's always survived. The death wobble has been a thing we can deal with.
Is Warren awake? Can we call Warren?
You know what? Here's the thing, though. You're not going to be driving on a lot of, like, you know, smaller country roads.
No.
Things where you'd run into bumps like that. You're basically going to be on the interstate, right? So the likelihood of you running into bump. But the thing is, this whole death wobble is really, you know, I thought the colonoscopy was anxiety provoking. This concerns me. Just the word death wobble is.
Yeah, that's right? Not a something you want to hear from someone you care about.
Right.
You might get a colonoscopy from the death wobble.
Well, you get ready for the colonoscopy.
I'm upset that we're not going to be able to take him to the colonoscopy.
Exactly.
Because the death wobble is going to.
It's going to get me. Well, but how fun does that sound, though? Driving an older car across the... That sounds fun.
No. What's fun is, you know, hanging out with your wife.
Yeah.
You listen to, like, a book on tape, listen to your best music you like, talking. Right. That's awesome. Getting in a car. There's nothing better than that.
You can do that on a train, too.
You know? You could do it. But the thing is, the train, that's great because you can walk back and forth. And you don't have to stop. I love the train.
I have control of myself with the car. I can go wherever I want. We can go down to the city. The wedding is in upstate New York.
There's plus and minus.
Because then you have to rent.
Things.
Then you have to rent a car to do
it. Right.
And there's almost never a death wobble on Amtrak.
No.
Almost.
Well, no. It's kind of. It can get a little wobbly. You know, when it picks up the pace.
For less than the Amtrak.
Oh, no,
you can rent
a car. Don't throw this idea out there. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Ben.
I told him rent a car.
What?
You can rent a car.
I was going to say that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, we had a long drive. We rented a car.
But I have my own car.
With a death wobble. It has death in the title.
It adds a little character.
That doesn't give a sense of comfort, does it?
It's a little bit more of an adventure with the potential death wobble in there. Mm-hmm. It's just
Death Wobble was the name of a movie I saw at the 400 Theater on Sheridan Road.
Oh my God, I forgot about that place.
Remember?
What was the pizza joint by there? Was there a Gino's or Giordano's?
Pizza Duay?
Yeah.
What is it?
There was a pizza joint. I can't remember now. 312-981-7200.
I went on a date there.
Aw.
How'd it go?
Oh, well.
There was a death wobble.
There was a definite death wobble.
There was a wobble.
It's time for a break.
Oh, I thought you were going to do
that to me. You got to look at the clock.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to get the last word, then go to a commercial.
Okay.
You've been great at that.
By the way, back to the wonderful work of Scott Santas.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of death wobbles, you believe that the Obamacare is possibly...
Oh, no, it's heading towards... The end of this year is going to be very hard for people because... how many has Obamacare signed up for now? It's 7-10 million people. It's a lot of people, and it's large, and it's people who weren't insured before.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened is they're phasing out the subsidies. And so the insurance
and do the subsidies help compensate? I mean, like, sort of make up the difference between what people can afford.
In fact, I was just talking to a young woman who works for us here part time because mm-hmm. that's what they do here. And so she has to buy her own insurance, and she's young, in shape, but I think she's paying $46 a month or something, which, you know, that's what she can afford. That's going to go up by a factor of at least 26% at the end of the year if the insurance companies have their way.
Okay.
So it's going to be a mess. And, you know, I'm not a Republican who says repeal it. Then what?
But you are a Republican.
Then it'll be repealed.
I just want to make sure we're clear on politics.
Just saying that it's something that's in place. People like it. It worked.
Are we phasing those out because we don't have enough money?
I think I have to believe, and I'm talking just off the top of my head from politics. I have to believe it's one of the compromises they had to make to pass it, that these subsidies weren't going to last forever.
And they would expire.
And that the perceived competition from insurance companies would drive the prices down. That hasn't worked because collusion. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Right.
The insurance companies, if you look at the insurance companies who are still carrying this insurance, it's unbelievable. And Dan and I were actually both kind of moaning loudly and using bad words during the break, saying that they're bastards. These are money-grubbing people who have... are complaining that they're not making enough money, yet their profits continue to be among the highest of any company in America. So, you know, what does that tell you? It tells you that, okay, hey, good for you. I'm glad you're making money. So, but don't start whining to me that you're not going to make money if the subsidies fade away. Phased out, rather.
We went over the future healthcare plan for our organization. And what I found interesting is that you can take this option, and like, for example, I have a PPO for my family, but you're going to have to spend $400 more a month for family. That's an extra, you know, close to $5,000 a year. And I'm like, well, how can, you know, family for them? Well, or you can do it this. And they have several different formulas that they've worked out where it'd be less costly or that you would pay less, but you'd have to pay more on the deductible, right? You know, basically, and so there's all these different ways in which they get. And I'm thinking to myself, how many different ways can you jerry-rig this thing, right? And there was like six different options. Yeah. And the bottom line is, there's profit that's built into it. And we were kind of going over the people who were accessing healthcare and what they were using in the healthcare plan and how many were in. There's only three people who have the family plan. Most of the people work in our agency are accessing it. They have the HMO. And they're single, right? And they're spending about, but that's going up.
Yeah, and it's going to go up, like I said, by a factor of 26% by the end of the year.
And so, you know, just you were giving you quote that $46, and I think they're like $80-something for per month.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around what you're talking about, the phase out of subsidies for Obamacare. So whenever I want to know something, of course, since I don't have information,
you have the interwebs.
I Google it, and I'm not getting anything that says that there's like a subsidy cliff. Really, anything? No news recently. So where? I'm just trying to figure out how to get more information about what you're talking about.
Go to the Chicago Tribune. Just wrote actually a pretty good editorial on that subject. Excellent. On Obamacare.
And so they're phasing him out because that was the plan all along?
Yes. Yeah, so this isn't something that they just came up with that was always going to happen. But again, we haven't instituted cross-state competition, which would, I think, help to drive the prices down. And a lot of it... not a lot, but a number of insurance companies are dropping out of.
Yeah, I saw that United Healthcare dropped out, didn't they?
Yeah. And so.
Which is not helpful.
No, of course.
You limit the choices.
Yeah. Limits choice, limits competition. It's going to be a mess.
So much a mess right now going on in the state of Illinois and the rest of the country and the rest of the world. I do love the cartoon that you have with Donald, the coattails.
Thanks. It's becoming a noose. Yeah.
How?
I actually got nasty grams from Republicans who have started to drink the Kool-Aid.
Why are you surprised?
Because
by
I
not starting.
One of them was starting to I kind of respect, but he's a talk show host in another state, and he's starting to drink the Kool-Aid.
No, I don't think it's drinking the Kool-Aid. I think contentment is setting in, which I guess is what you're saying is the Kool-Aid, and they're kind of going, "Oh, this tastes." This isn't tasting.
Yeah,
like
he's
arsenic.
Not. He wasn't a Republican a year ago. He doesn't believe many of the things the party believes in, and so it's just hard for me to. But I was talking to a friend of mine who I respect, a woman who's a lobbyist but she's worked in Republican politics her whole life, and this is her nominee. And I mean, this is a woman who would not let her children watch the debates because of the language he uses. Yet he's going to be the nominee of the party,
right.
So. We are for him.
Do you think it's more of a it could be worse, or how bad could it be sort of situation?
I don't see it that way.
No, but I'm saying for people who are.
I worked for Nixon.
But I
didn't think it could get worse. It is. This guy is the worst. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off. I apologize.
No, I want to hear.
He's the worst. He's a petulant child. He is.
And is this
he's
part of your
stupid?
Is this
he's
part of your
and he's proudly stupid.
Right.
On virtually not virtually. I'll take that back. On everything.
Can you let me know about the texts that come in for Scott Stantis, who is the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune?
People are still telling me whether or not I should have a colonoscopy.
You should get that colonoscopy.
Some people are saying no. 312, don't do it, Craig. You're asking for big trouble.
Oh, boy.
What big trouble are you asking for?
I don't know.
Oh, health?
Hey, 312, I agree with you. That's fine.
There you go.
Right.
Okay. But so because I've been accused of, and I haven't been able to find it. We're looking still for my liberal agenda. When I say anything that is not
you know what
positive,
it is.
What's my liberal agenda? Would
you
ever
know what
do,
it
you,
is.
Do you say
you
that about people? Meetings. It's part of the liberal agenda. I never know what that means.
I think there's there's a conservative agenda. There's a liberal agenda.
What's
there's
your,
a state.
Do you have an agenda?
I have somewhat of one, although it seems to be much more.
What does it mean to have an
fluid
agenda?
Than it used to be?
I know. But what does it mean
to
have an agenda?
I think I know what I believe.
What does it mean to have an agenda? I'm just curious. Having been told,
you believe in one way of governing. You believe in a liberal way of governing, which would mean more state intrusion. More
but if you have an agenda, that's
regulation.
More of an actionable thing. It's kind of like having your day planner, right? If you have an no, it is. I mean, like that's
or it could be to preserve things the way people want them to be, or the way they used to be. That could be their agenda. I mean, so
but
I
agenda seems active rather than
yeah,
like
it is.
Your...
It is active, but it's like I think. There's, I don't know, there's notions in terms of what people think are their agendas
right.
As it relates to politics and government. Like
right.
Scott and I, we talk about this a lot. I think our politics are a lot closer than they are apart.
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
I do.
In terms of what we're expecting in terms of integrity and ethics and accountability, sort of the way government spends money and what government should invest in.
Here, I'm not wrong, by the way. A list of items to be discussed at a formal meeting, right? A schedule, program, timetable, or an appointment diary. Is that not your day planner? It's my agenda, and I just can't find mine.
What do you think? You were saying that
if you have an agenda, it means that you have things sort of like scheduled
specific
out.
Specific things, yeah.
Yeah, plotted
well,
out.
Well, I think if you, Scott, you know, you'd say that typically, I would say the generic Republican agenda would be smaller government,
yes,
family values, right?
Yeah, smaller lower taxes.
Lower taxes, smaller, yeah, government, and family values. And then what's the counter Democratic?
Higher taxes to No. Let me finish. Which you know, in this context isn't a bad thing. Is to underwrite government services, and increased government services.
Thus, the struggle to articulate the point of view, because there's the argument has been made that the Republican philosophy is an argument, right? So I can tell you the argument. What's the counter argument?
I have a question though. So when you started out because you wanted to sort of see where the common ground was, and you said smaller government and these issues, rather than saying defunding things like Planned Parenthood and making it, you know, hard for homosexuals to get married. I mean, like, those would be the things that I think people out would say seem to be more of the Republican agenda.
Has become it over the last decade,
yeah,
and a half.
Right.
And that's a tragedy because, frankly, socially, I know a lot of Republicans, myself included, who are social.
More,
I guess would be construed as social liberals.
Right.
But social libertarians, you know, on gay marriage, you and I talked about that briefly. It's a contractual agreement between two consenting,
right,
adults. I can't deny one group, one pair of adults to another to enter into this agreement. It just, I feel...
He's not answering the thing about Planned Parenthood.
Scott, though, isn't it fascinating, though, to me, I could tell you what, in general, what the Republican philosophy would be.
Yeah.
And then the counter would be, well, you know, Democrats would be higher taxes to underwrite services. I'm not like a Democrat who's, you know, who was always thinking, we need to raise taxes. My point of view is like I'm somebody who's a socially progressive person who believes that we should be investing in programs that make a difference in people's lives, and there are different ways to generate revenue to do that. But it's interesting that the counter argument, and sometimes I think in all aspects and levels of within different parties, some people say, you know what, we just want the government to stay the heck out of our lives. That's our perspective. No government intrusion. And then people say, well, the Democrats really want to intrude in their lives. And most Democrats will tell you, like, no, I don't really want the government involved in my life. In fact, I want, for example, we talked about, as Patty was saying, I don't want the government to get in between me and my doctor when it comes to my own body. Or I believe the government should be involved when it comes to protecting, you know, children from accessing guns in the community. Or I believe that we should increase our investment in education. You know, or you know what I mean? There's like,
yeah, but you say
not,
investment, but that's a tax increase. That's investments.
Well, wait a second. Or it could be a current investment of how we're spending dollars. It doesn't.
Well, here's the thing:
where
you and I may agree on. I tell you what: instead of tax increases, tax decreases. How about efficient budgeting? Which we know I can't point to a single government, Republican, Democrat on the planet that does that yet.
But here's the thing: is where you and I would agree even more. It's not just efficient budgeting, because you can be efficient with ineffectiveness. It's effective budgeting. You know, you'd be effective with how money is spent, the impact and
which
value.
Which I think
results.
You mean by efficient. I
no,
think
but
that's...
the thing is, but that's the problem, though. People think you got to be efficient, right? You can be, and they use those words, and it doesn't necessarily mean. The problem is we haven't carried over the lessons of decisions that we make with our own life and people's own businesses, and said, or even like it's small nonprofits, and carried them over to government. At the end of the day, we are judged based on performance, whether something's making an impact, and how do we review and evaluate that? And that's the discussion that we should be having.
Yeah.
And there's a perception out there, people think that government just doesn't work. Government doesn't work. Government's a failed, you know, it's a failed enterprise. And the fact is, there are elements of government that make a difference in people's lives. And it does, right?
There are elements that don't, frankly, and
I agree with you. You know,
and that's what's frustrating. Here's the thing about Springfield right now is that you hear the Democrats, the Republicans. I hear there are Republicans there. I see no evidence of it, but the Democrats are talking.
Some pretty nice people on both sides of the aisle. I've met many.
I don't doubt that.
Come down with me. I'm leaving on the 23rd, possibly 23rd. 24th.
Let me look at my. In all seriousness, I gotta go.
Look at your agenda.
look at my agenda. My conservative agenda. But all you're hearing from Madigan and from Cullerton right now is we need revenue increase. We need to increase revenues. We need, which may or may not be true, but we're looking at a system right now that is clearly broken. And I would be loath to give any more money to until they can prove they're doing it efficiently and effectively.
But see, here, that's the one thing. And you know, I respect you. But I think, and I can't speak to what this bipartisan group has presented. They presented a combination of revenue.
Have they presented
and spending
it
reduction? Yeah, they've presented to the governor review. They did it this week.
I thought they were still okay. Great. Yeah. I'll have to look this up. Maybe it's in the paper.
Yeah. but the point is, and there was always, I mean,
no, I think there can be revenue, but sell me on this. Don't just friggin' do it.
All right, work on selling him on that. Agreed. During the commercial. More for this on 720 WGN. Yeah, do you think after you have a colonoscopy, you'll walk like an Egyptian? Is that what's happening?
I do think that, yeah. I'm never getting one. I'm not doing
it. That's how they position your arms when you go in there.
It's automatically on your side. Senator, are you hanging out? We have Dimin Azwelin in the
I'm just hanging out for a bit. All we'll right, see. Then. I'm going to be mysterious tonight.
Good friends of the show are going to have a web series with...
Come on.
Yeah, very excited about that.
So exciting.
Are you two... Have you solved all the problems of Illinois during the break?
Yeah, I think we did. It was a robust a conversation, a good back and forth. I mean, I would like Craig to introduce that segment of Scott and I. It would make it more elegant, you know, like we did with the theater.
Oh, we didn't have a monologue for you either. We forgot
I
to get another
monologue.
Oh, you didn't do that tonight.
We did. We did it at 11:30. We'll do it with you. I didn't want to miss out on any conversation.
Was it walking? Did you do walking?
We did. No. Oh, wait. Did you want to do?
No, the walking was a new idea.
We have to do it at 1:30 then, so you have to hang up.
He said he can't do a walking.
You can't do.
I didn't say
Craig,
that.
Can you help out? Get him
what
started.
What I said that I would
crazy.
I
don't know why. Come on.
Easy. I don't
do
know
a walk
what
in.
You want.
It's fine.
Scott,
it's exactly
Scott,
the same.
Not easy.
You nailed it.
You nailed it.
Mine's too, I love my echo. Sounds the same.
I love my echo.
The both of us.
It's insane.
You and I together.
You and I together.
You don't have to say the same like sentences. You could
yes,
say.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It actually works better that way.
It does work better. You don't have to repeat. I'm trying to do the echo.
We're going
to
do it. 312-981-7200. Call in.
100.
Tell us. Walking versus walking.
Walking.
Dueling walking.
Dueling walking.
Yes,
we're going to walk it out.
We have Wendy and Lori in the green room. Dimin Azwelin is they're a fantastic comedy. They're a female improv duo, and they have a new website.
That means two, right?
Duo, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very excited for them. So you're saying, give water, you're good. Scott, you're staying?
Yeah.
I'll stay for a bit. What do you want? If you want us to go, I'll go. I mean, my gosh.
I don't think you're doing walk-in. You're doing like the who is no. Michael Myers at the coffee talk lady?
Coffee talk.
Talk amongst yourselves.
You didn't think I was doing that?
Yeah.
The Romanesque design was based on the Roman Basilica. Discuss.
Discuss. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And we have increased the Latina quota exponentially, I believe. Esmeralda Leon up in traffic. Is this a dream you had? Okay, let's... It got weird, Senator Katowski.
It did not.
And they can't figure out how to pay for the pizza.
An innocent dream.
Joining us is Lori Diaz and Wendy Mateo, who have recently... they've announced that they have a web series coming out. Congratulations.
Thanks.
This is so exciting. I saw this, I'm like, oh yeah, let's get that done.
Yeah, totally. We were excited when you invited the song. We were like 1 o'clock in the morning in downtown.
Hell yeah.
We're moms. This is like party time. Right?
How long have you known? Because you've known for a little bit. Everything, like contracts had to be signed. And
yes.
So you've known for a little bit.
Yes.
What was it like not telling people?
It was great. Because then nobody like expected anything of anything. Us. And we were enjoying
you don't owe anybody
so now
anything.
It's got to be great.
Oh, it is going to be great.
Yeah.
You're so talented. Yeah. So funny. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Because we were talking before. We also have Scott Santis with the Chicago Tribune.
Hi.
And we have Hello. Senator Katowski. Craig is still trying to decide whether or not to have a colonoscopy. We'll deal with that later.
Oh,
I know.
You should join us.
When did... Okay, so you went out to pitch, because you asked me a couple weeks, like not too long ago, about that process. But you were already in there getting that done.
Yeah.
Going to meetings and everything.
Yeah, yes. But you know what's funny
water
about
bottle
us?
Meetings.
You know, yeah. Hey, let me know about you. Here's the water bottle.
We drank a lot of water. I like spring. Yeah, so it was a funny thing because we also, Patty, don't really know when things are happening.
Don't know when things are happening.
So we're like, how they are. We're driving around LA in a Prius. Welcome, everyone. And then we don't know really what's happening. So then we found out what was happening. We're like, oh, no, this is
It just
really
isn't
happening.
Anything until it becomes something. And, and it's that big. You know it. You hurry up and wait kind of stuff.
Well, people will tell you they like your story. You're really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and we need Latinas. That's what they'll tell you.
I love walking into places that start with that. It's like a like a wanted sign everywhere you go.
It is.
It's a weird time, right?
They're panting.
Some places
they're like,
no.
Yeah, no.
They really do.
I do have a question for both of you. When you're traveling, do you ever get excited about taking a train places like Amtrak?
Yeah.
I
daydreamed about that.
You see? It's a Latina thing, Craig. We like to take the trains. Yes. I don't know why.
There's something nostalgic about it.
Yeah.
It's just too much time and it's not really cost
His wife
effective.
Is from Mexico.
Yeah.
And she would like to take their next trip by train. And
I think that would be a great idea. I would love that.
Although,
you drink there.
You're
like in sepia.
You might not want to be in a closed space where you can mess it up and then not go anywhere.
Oh, there's that. There is the being around complete strangers where things can go totally south.
Yeah. In my experience.
Well, now, is your series going to be vignettes of sketches? Because you do so many different characters.
No,
is going to be a little bit of a departure from that.
This is really fun because it's essentially Wendy and I just getting to be Wendy and I, but like a little hyper version of ourselves.
Suspension of disbelief.
Moment. Right. The idea is that these videos are like meeting minutes at the consulate. At the Dominguez-Whalen Consulate, a made-up consulate funded by the special funds
by the special funds of Illinois. Senator.
The state of Illinois.
It is, and I love it. And you probably could. Can you do? Are you going to go into real places and tell people that we are from Dominguez-Whalen?
Because
that's what it's called.
It's the Dominguez-Whalen. I'm sorry.
I'm a little slow. Lori's shut up.
Lori's Venezuelan, and Wendy is
welcome to the show, Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
It's Dominican. She's Dominican.
Who are these people? What's this mic in my face?
So when did you decide that this was the concept? Just going all the way back to your improv duo.
Well, it's funny because I'm sorry, you were about to speak.
What?
We do this all the time.
Oh my God.
It's your first time on together. You were getting married, true. I think.
Yeah, she was. Whatever. That's
still
right.
going really well,
that's
thank right. God.
It's a good thing you went there instead of here. Yeah.
Well, this is we have our own little marital therapy.
We do. We should talk. Here. Yeah, these are the weary men over here.
Let's get it out.
These
three.
We're good. Things are great. Love her. Sorry. All
right. So, the creation of Dominguez-Whalen.
Yes. The Dominguez-Whalen consulate specifically, that idea, where did we get that from? Alice. What did we decide? Did she answer you
back? She never answered me back. We couldn't decide how to pronounce her last name. So Alice, we're going to do it with a Latino spin, Matias.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably Mathis.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be Mathis. You should see her convoluted text asking that. Sounding things
just out of curiosity, just wondering, just before going here.
Exactly.
Alice and Fred, you know, they wanted to meet and talk with us. With like Mas Mejor and also just on their own, Fred had checked out our stuff, Alice had checked out our stuff, and they thought that, you know, our material was interesting to them. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and we had a whole talk about it.
Yeah.
With them. And this was part of our like, yeah, you like us? That's great. I know you're Fred Armisen. I think you're awesome. But like, what's happening? And he went away and he's like, well, we're going to think up some ideas and then we'll talk again.
And he's like, Wendy, I'd like to pitch some stuff to you.
Yeah, we're like,
does that happen?
We're like, okay, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Sure, Fred.
Wait, a producer said that he wanted to pitch something to you while you're in the pitch meeting.
Yeah.
That's
I was like,
confusing.
Maybe he doesn't know how this works.
I love that.
So we worried for him.
We went home, we worried for him some more. Then they came back and he's like, hey, based on everything that we talked about with you guys, what do you think about this idea of having a Dominguez-Whalen consulate? And we couldn't believe it.
That's amazing.
We were so excited.
Right, because you think, well, I'm going to go to L.A. We're going to go to L.A. We have all these characters. People are going to pull something and make it something different. They're going to blow it up. He actually took what already existed.
Yes.
And he came here to Chicago, too.
Yeah, he came to see us. Like, we didn't.
You're still surprised.
Like, I am a little in shock still.
Has she been able to blink once?
Any minute, Lori, I'm going to wake up. My glasses are thick, Patty.
I'm gonna be like, Lori, we have to go to work at this law office now. She's like, God, it was a dream.
What?
Yeah. But he really, he listened to our story. He listened to us saying that we worked at every job together since we've known each other.
And how long has that been that you've known each other?
Over a decade.
Why are you afraid? I mean, I say I've done comedy for over a decade, and I mean more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really,
a decade exactly. is just a When a you fancy say decade, word. That everyone's yeah. like, oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't want to say more, but she's not saying 10 years.
Over, saying over a decade.
Over a decade.
It's true.
It's all a
chat. Yeah, no, it's going on 15 years that we've known each other and working together professionally about like 14 of those years.
She's still...
I can't believe she doesn't know. Happening. She doesn't even know. Yet.
Oh, so much fun! Been, yeah. Yeah. So when you started going out to Los Angeles, you know, because I know that this was very exciting because we all were on a list together a couple of years ago when they were talking mm-hmm. about how there are no Latinas on Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Yes.
And there was a whole list. I don't remember who put it together, and I was like, I don't think I belong on that list. I don't do what you do. I'm a stand up mm-hmm. comic. Mm-hmm. I've never ventured into. Yeah.
But you're hysterical.
Because you're more amazing than
no, anybody. But
but yeah, whatever.
But no, but. What we do is, as performers, I mean, do you run into those moments where people say, well, women can't be funny? I don't see you as a group that the people ever say that to, because you're undeniable.
Wow, thank you. I'll take it.
Undeniable.
Patty, it's 1 a.m. What are you trying to do?
Because comics are sort of vulnerable. We're in a club and people come up to us and they mess with us. But like, you know, women who are on stage and they're bigger than life and they throw it all out there and for people to consume, like, what, you can't deny them. That's what I mean.
Can't.
Yeah. We never played into that rhetoric, really, because I've never been around a group of women that were not funny.
That's true.
That one job.
They weren't very funny.
And they didn't like it.
They were so annoying.
But did you guys apply for your jobs together?
No, one would get the job and then the other would finagle a way to justify the other getting hired in the role. So if I started off as a receptionist at a law office, mm-hmm. then I'd try to work up to like project coordinator and then I would be like, you need a receptionist, and I'd get Wendy hired.
But then I was like, on my terms, part-time. And they were like, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, you should listen to her. She could do it part-time.
She's really smart.
I can't imagine working with a friend of mine who I also wrote comedy with. And like, Scott, can you imagine spending that much time with someone that you like and admire? Like, could you work with your wife?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
So.
Never mind.
She handles a lot of social media. And we do a podcast together. No, so.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
We did a lot of our writing, all of our writing for people in the city in that law office.
While you were working?
Oh, yeah. We were definitely writing while working, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Because how else are we going to do it?
And here you are with your new web series. Now, what's the schedule? Do you have a time? I mean, because I know this is all, again.
Yeah, we don't know. Again, this all came at us kind of quickly. So I think that they said a couple weeks.
I don't know. We'll see. I try not to listen for details and things. I'm still just...
As long as I know what's happening.
I'm just bringing Lori along on this journey.
Lori's like, tell me where to stand.
Just, please don't go away.
Tell me where to stand.
But the platform is Más Mejor, really. So Fred helped us develop the concept and then the platform that it'll be.
So what is Más... I'm sorry. God, where did my Spanish go?
Más.
Where
is Más Mejor?
Okay, Esmeralda's so upset she left the traffic room. She's like, Patty can't say Spanish.
Más Major.
Where is Más Mejor? Where is this? Is it a website? Is it a... Tell us how to find this.
Yes, it'll be its own website, and it's also has a channel on YouTube where it debuts its shows as well.
This is so exciting. Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a Lorne Michaels company, and that's very fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, oh, now.
Oh, hello,
everybody. They're like, that's a funny sounding name, but I know that other name.
Senator.
This is awesome.
It's cool, man.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's
all shot in the can.
We're just enthusiastic.
It's all shot. It's all done.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They're going to be really short episodes, these meeting minutes.
Where are you going to film it? Are you going to film it?
We filmed it in a screw factory in Chicago.
And that's a real
thing. Of
course
you did. So what did you say? Did you say like a screw factory?
A screw factory, on the north side.
Can we say screw factory
enough? I've never been to one of those.
Was it a screw factory?
It's a real good time.
Oh, come on. You were single once, Dan.
I will show you the pictures. It's awesome. It was and it's stuck in like 1972, and it's amazing.
Really? Yeah, it's a really amazing space.
Outstanding.
So the furniture and everything is like 72? That's awesome.
Very.
So, Más Mejor.
Huge Rolodex.
This is great. Broadway. It's a Broadway Video's premium, mm-hmm. premium comedy studio powered by Latino Voices. The yes. mission is to cultivate Latino comedic tale. Sweet. Oh, tale. Look at this. Oh. Hey, someone's got to fix this website. It says tale.
Come on, guys.
And then and. talent.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
Tail.
Just enlarge the screen.
Yes. Latino comedic talent.
They're going to fix that. There's a couple of kinks that everybody's
We actually
out.
Made the website before we got here. Really quick. Just to be like super legit about it.
While you're yes. at the
sorry, guys. Sorry.
We just wanted to make perfect. Sure that we were, yeah.
More with our friends we're in studio. It. We are hanging out with Wendy and Lori. You can catch their show, Dominizuelan, on massmehor.com in the next yes. couple weeks. And that'll also be a channel on YouTube. Senator Degutowski is yawning and removed his headset. I don't know if that means that he's done. Wakey, wakey. You said to Christopher Walken at 1:30.
No, I did not.
Yes,
yes you
are.
Did. I heard.
Scott already Stantis has already. Yes, you did a very good Marlon Brando, which everyone thought was Rocky for
They're
some reason.
Outstanding.
Yeah, they are outstanding. Yes. That's why you should stay.
Do either of you do a Walken?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken?
Walken.
Wendy's immediately trying. This is us in a nutshell.
It's good. Both of you sound amazing.
Sound like Catherine Hepburn.
My God.
She's like,
When I'm done with you, you'll be wearing gold-plated diapers.
Oh, my God. No, so many Walkens.
That was not good.
Like a Walken.
That was a great job. That was a great job.
That was so good.
God, it's like you were sitting there.
That was such a good Lucille Ball.
I mean, it was like Walken was here.
Walken.
Crashing through that ceiling.
I was at that deer hunter
scene. Superman arms.
So good.
What?
Let's all.
Let's get it. It's going to start to get weird.
Let's all gather ourselves.
Let's get okay. collect.
More after this on 720
WGN. We were on the air. I'm sorry.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by our regulars. We have Scott Stantis and Senator Dan Katowski in the studio and friends of the show who we haven't had on nearly enough. You know, no. My door's always open. You don't have to wait for us to say anything. You know that, right? I've
yeah,
always said
we,
that.
Well, we found you on Facebook and sent you like little letters on there.
And you never
I sent you one.
How long were you reaching out there for? She never responded. She did, right?
So she was like,
she had a birthday party. I was supposed
okay.
to be there. And
no.
Okay, no.
Well,
and I'm
no.
a really close friend.
No, it was a surprise party.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
No. No, it was yeah. not my birthday, though.
Yeah, I was like, everyone's like, hey, did you have fun at Patty's birthday? Happening. I was like, no. Did you have a birthday?
I didn't. It wasn't my birthday party.
Great party.
Well, Scott was invited too, but he couldn't make it.
Yeah. See, you got invited.
You were there?
You don't even like him.
They sent it to the wrong email.
Hey.
Can you go back to our friends? We actually should be throwing a party for them.
We should.
Yeah, this is they are
congratulations.
Launching their web series, Dominizuelan, coming up at Más Mejor.
MasMejor.com.
Good job. Getting better at me. Good job, everyone.
Good job. Perfecto. This is it.
Wendy got very excited, like nervous about it. Like, what's that? I don't know. Like, horse just entered the studio.
Who did it?
What was that noise?
Did it? You didn't like that? That was.
No, that was really great.
Thank you. You're so talented.
Lori's very positive.
Do you have any live performances coming up in Chicago?
We actually do. Well, Monday. So we're now we're on the yeah, I'm the details person. Now we're on a real script writing frenzy. And so Monday at the Cultural Center at 5 p.m., we will be reading a pilot of our show, People in the City. So
nice.
It's taking our show, our sketch stage show, and bringing it to the screen and seeing what it would look like on TV.
And then the following Friday, we're doing at Annoyance Theater.
At Annoyance Theater, yes, with Spick and Tan. And I don't
some kind
of
picante
of
comedy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's Mike Yo.
Picante,
I might be messing
picante
it up.
Picante comedy.
It's yeah. at the Annoyance Theater next Friday.
Annoyance Theater, May 20th, 8:30 p.m.
And your own website for people to find out your schedule?
Dominizuelan.com.
Yes.
Traditional spelling.
Traditional spelling.
It's like Dominican and Venezuelan.
It is real. It is a real country.
It is a real
in
country.
In the heart of the Caribbean Sea.
That wasn't taken. Venezuelan.com was not taken?
Dominizuelan.
Whoa.
I gotta wake up.
Senator.
I'm so sorry.
Senator.
Dominizuelan. Dominican
Senator,
and Venezuelan.
Dominican. Their
background.
Wasn't taken?
No, we created it.
No, we created it years ago.
Good recovery,
we didn't
Dan.
Even know. We were just like, let's try it. Let's
well,
try getting
you mentioned,
this domain.
You mentioned Spick and Tan, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are different, like, we try to make, we poke fun at ourselves. Excuse me, that was probably my phone. Uh-huh. It's okay.
Yep,
it's don't worry
phone.
About Lori. Don't worry about it. So we try, I mean, there are moments moments where we poke fun at ourselves. Did you get any sort of like, you know, that's disrespectful to Dominicans or to Venezuelans that you...
No, man. Dominicans and Venezuelans love it. We've had people come out to see our show just because like the husband is Dominican, the wife is Venezuelan, and they thought that was so cool and they just came and saw it. And then, so of course, for, you know, our brother and sister white people... they have a really hard time with it. I'm talking about you, Senator. They're like,
I'm so offended right now.
No, I'm trying to say it's hard for you guys sometimes, but then everybody catches on and it's fine, which is generally how we've made it along.
What part is hard for us?
What's the challenge?
And use small words, because apparently we're challenged.
The pronunciation
of the... If you just saw it on paper, you would be like, what am I demonize? It doesn't sound like it's something that makes sense until... It doesn't read as if it's something that makes sense until you hear that it's Dominican and Venezuelan combined.
Oh, that's what I mean. The language.
Yeah.
The reading of it.
The pronunciation of it.
Pronunciation. Que es la diferencia?
And then people are like, and then some people are like, ooh, the Dominicans, which is kind of how this came about.
Right.
Dominicans, that when we introduce ourselves on stage, we're like, okay, everybody, and let's make sure that you don't tell your friends at the water cooler tomorrow that, oh, we met these girls from Venezuela. They were wonderful, because it's not a real country.
Because that's happened.
Can they do like a scene? Can we see that?
Would you like to do a scene?
Will you do one?
Yeah, not right now. We can take a commercial. We can do a break in a little bit if you'd like to. We're not going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, so talented.
By the way, he's a former senator. You have to do anything he says.
Okay,
so, you know.
Good. Yeah. That was my question coming in here, and Craig ran into the other room.
I think it would be, I would just reveal to this audience how talented you really are.
To be clear, Senator Dan Katowski stepped aside and took on a job helping children who are at risk and he's a CEO of ChildSurf. So I feel like I should make sure that I tell people that you didn't just stop.
I'm going to do angry ballet with you tomorrow.
We do angry ballet with me?
After going to Craig with his colonoscopy.
Oh, you have watch the video.
Have you ever heard of like the bar method or cardio bar?
Yeah.
And it's angry ballet. It's just constant. I do CrossFit. I've been working out a ton for the last year and a half. This is the meanest thing I've ever done to my body. I weep. I didn't know
you've been
class.
Angry ballet.
I believe it because I bought a bar video once and I was crying doing it at home.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done. And in class, like they don't, and they come over and they tweak you a little bit. That sounds bad.
No.
But they turn your knee and your hip and now
and then you feel it like in your spine, butt cheek.
I'm like, that can't, yes.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Just one.
Whoa.
Just the one.
It's all worth it though.
I also, when you go to LA, where do you stay? In Los Angeles.
In our friend's house.
Well, we have Chateau Lisa Linky, and it's amazing.
when we come home from our meeting, she hugs us.
She tells us things are going to be good.
That's so cool.
And her dogs are there, and she's got a really nice deck.
And what neighborhood is she in?
What's the address?
Canyon?
Okay.
That's lovely.
Yeah, you're in the hills.
Yeah, yeah,
you're in the hills.
Yeah.
You stay close to by where I stay with Casa Alvarez y Di Carlo.
Oh.
And I have a place we should go for massages. Not like in the same room. That would be weird.
Oh yeah.
Or we could. That'd be fun. But
as long as we film it.
I have said no to the full body scrub because that just sounds weird.
That does.
Doesn't it? That's.
But that sounds also very nice.
I'm uncomfortable giving myself a full
body. It's a full body loofah? Is that what it is?
Okay, so we do have to do this before the news. Craig, just one more time. Our listeners, I swear just this last time. Okay, maybe not.
What?
But when scrubbing comes up, we have to talk about baths and showers.
Yes! Right? I heard your voicemail the other day.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We have to take a break.
No, we don't.
We have to take a break.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
We
have,
yeah.
I don't think that's true. All right. Dwell on your bathing practices. Let us know what your habits are. More after this on 720 WGN. Oh, magic just happened. The Venezuelan has agreed to do a sketch in our studio per the request of former Senator Dan Katowski. And now you say former. What was that?
Say that with respect. The former.
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 Yes. One
I told
Craig. One time.
Previously.
Previously. Previously at LA
The present Law. Political cartoonist for Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis, is also in studio with us.
That's true, right? What have you heard?
You will appreciate this.
He's the current cartoonist.
The Current.
The Current.
And currently starring in their very own web series, soon to air on masmejor.com. Masmejor. And also that same channel on YouTube. We have Lori and Wendy of Dominguezuelan, and they are bringing you... Craig, would you like to introduce their sketch? The title of it is Diner?
Or... Diner Ladies.
Diner Ladies. Craig, will you please give us an introduction?
Do you want the music and stuff, too?
Is that true? Whatever you'd like to do.
That's fine. I can do the Masterpiece Theater thing again, if that's what we're...
Oh, I think Masterpiece Theater would be fun. All right.
What's the name of it again? Diner Ladies? Is it Diner Ladies?
Diner Ladies, yes.
And now it's time for the Dominguezuelan's presentation of Diner Ladies.
God, what is taking so long around here? What are they, milking the cows, corralling the pigs to make the bacon, for goodness sakes?
I hope they have Splenda here because I forgot my Ziploc filled with them.
Of course they have Splenda, the pink ones they give you cakes.
I don't like to use the sugar makes me fat.
Those black people? They got here after us, and they've already got their coffee. Obama!
What do I have to do to get a cup of coffee around here? Mm-hmm. My condo for a cup of coffee.
I don't know. Hola. Hola, honey. Hi. Hi, listen. We've been waiting here for like 20 minutes, it feels like. Oh, you speak English. Lovely.
Oh, my goodness,
English.
Honey.
Look at you.
Oh, you are such an exotic beauty. Mm-hmm. Martha, did you see this creature? Where are you from?
Oh, my goodness, honey. You do have exotic features. Where are you from? Are you Mexican? You know, I've always wanted to ask a real Mexican. How do you make guacamole?
No, honey. You know, are you Cuban? You know, my nephew, the gay one, he was seeing someone who was Cuban.
Is that the little one with the temper?
That very one. Mm. You know, he brought me coffee for my birthday once, and I thought it was laced with cocaine. I was up for days.
Don't even joke around about that.
I'm telling you, I was up for days. It was suspicious.
So, honey, what are you? Are you Puerto Rican?
No, are you Colombian?
Oh, what do you know about Colombia?
Oh, I watch Slumdog Millionaire. I know about Colombia, right, but it's terrible there.
Okay, all right, honey. No, are you Jewish?
No.
You could pass for Jewish. It's no wonder so many of you are stealing our men.
Oh, you're Dominican. Oh.
You know, Iris had a cleaning lady once.
Yes, she did.
Thought she was black because she was a fantastic dancer, but it turned out she was Dominican.
Wonderful dancer. Mm-hmm. 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 You know, I met a black lady once, and mm-hmm. she was nice for a black lady.
They're very nice. They're mm-hmm. very nice. And so, so you're Dominican. And your friend here, where are you from, honey? You are a beauty as well.
Oh, you're Venezuelan.
Oh, Mrs. Universe is always from Venezuela. They have very beautiful women there. I would have never thought you never were.
And so now the twos of yous are Latinas, or you're Hispanic. I don't know the difference.
What is it?
So you speak
Mexican?
No, honey.
Oh, I see. Okay, they speak Spanish.
Oh, they speak Spanish. Oh, you speak Spanish. This is why you're all so friendly.
That's true.
You can talk to one another.
I thought only the Spanish spoke Spanish.
No, honey, the Spanish, they speak Spanish.
Okay.
And the Mexicans, they do too.
Oh, well, that's great. And now what do Dominicans speak?
Oh, Spanish also. Again, with the friendliness and the communications.
That's a lot going on. Okay. Oh, and you're also half Peruvian? Oh, honey, that's too much.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy. Honey, did I tell you I forgot my Splenda? Do you have Splenda here? I forgot my Ziploc.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, okay. Okay, wonderful.
And you're also Peruvian.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness, I'm getting dizzy.
You're also half Italian. This is too much. This is, you know, I took a vacation in Machu Picchu once, and I almost suffocated.
No, honey, no. That was Mexico, and it was the Azteca. Machu Picchu is in Peru. It was right after Bernie died.
We went to
Mexico.
Well, it serves him right for leaving you after you helped him fight through cancer.
Don't even get me started. Let me tell you how it happened. And that's Diner Ladies.
All right.
And we're all just clapping as well, by the way.
And before everybody gets upset, we just want to say...
Oh, too late.
No. These are real experiences that we had working together.
Which is why Esmeralda was nodding, because there are things that we've heard people say. That's the beautiful thing of being taking it and putting it on the outside. Rather than telling people, this is what someone said to me. No, you say them as the part of the experience.
Yeah, so. Man.
Yeah. And we know that people aren't being malicious. They're just
we call it innocently racist. They're just so fascinated with you.
They're fascinated. They've never seen.
Do I tell them how to make guacamole or do I tell them?
I went to a party once and this woman was like, "I mean, just look at your skin." Yeah. And I was like, look at it every day.
I'm covered in it. I'm completely covered in my skin.
Brown skin. Amazing.
Oh my God. The use of the word creature was unbelievable.
And I don't, I mean, have you guys, I mean, so this is something, does it sound like it's too much of an exaggeration? Because are things you've heard people talking
legit.
Like this. Yeah, it's legit. Okay.
Yeah.
I Esmeralda was having a good time up there.
I love it.
Which ones have you heard, Esmeralda?
Well, this sounds awful, but my parents, I think, are also innocently racist.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of that, it crosses over.
It does. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you things my mom says because she listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
But there are things.
There are things.
Yes. There are things.
I've been like, but mommy, we're immigrants to this country too.
Oh my God.
But we came here with suitcases and on an airplane. I'm like, mom. Oh, God. There's so much to talk about.
Well, my dad was second generation Irish and had a way with language. And we were at a Dunkin' Donuts. And my mom goes, oh, my God, there are so many Polacks in here. I go, Mom, they're Polish or Poles. And she goes, no, they're Polacks. Your father said so. I go, exactly.
Yeah, please do not listen to me.
Exactly. Sorry, Senator Kutowski.
That's okay. Are you sorry that I'm Polish?
Are you sorry that
I'm Polish?
But isn't it
You're
like
an ethnicist?
Is it the kind of thing? Do you flinch when people use that word? It's a little bit.
Do you know my father was? There was a time my dad really would get upset about it.
Sure,
very upset. He's a doctor in education, so he taught sociology at. In this neighborhood, people would make Polish jokes.
Yeah, right?
I remember he went to a comedy club, and the guy told the Polish joke. He walked down the left, but literally, my friend and I have this great story. There's a guy made a Polish joke, and my dad just literally said, "You know, blank you," and he got up and left. And so my buddy would call me up, and he'd say, "Hey, blank you," and he'd hang up the phone. But I remember that my father was very proud, you know, of his heritage.
Yeah.
But there was a time, I think, in our country that everybody kind of goes through it. But and you wouldn't think, you know, being a Polish American that people were and there those jokes are out there. But he was very, very offended by it. Now,
there's a saturation of it.
Oh,
I remember when I was a kid, there were like books with it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
There were blonde jokes. There were Polish jokes. Mm-hmm. It was sort of.
They're like, here are white people you can make fun of.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's
what you like. Fit into it.
And you know what jokes I liked?
I didn't. I didn't even know a Polish people.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, I think people always pick on a group that they feel like they can pick on.
Yeah.
You know?
I was at U of I at the. Remember, we had like the computers had. We had like stations because none of us had computers yet. And so if there was only one printer for maybe 20 computers. And this guy was printing up like 40 pages of dumb blonde jokes. And he had an accent from, let's say, an Asian country. And he was showing me, and I was like waiting to print up a paper. And he was like, you know, he was using, his accent was very thick. And he was like, you think funny? And I'm like, I wanted to say so many horrible things to him. Like, how would you feel if it was the same thing about your background?
Right.
And plus, as a woman, like I just, they were always like sex and dumb. And the jokes I like were the, when I was a kid, were the sicker than sick jokes. I was more about that. Like, you know, those aren't great, but did you never, what's sicker than sick? The cheerleader doing the splits and her boyfriend's ring falls out.
That's
do you remember
great.
Those?
Wow. No, I
what's
don't
grosser
remember
than
this.
Gross? Do we need to know?
We might need a break. We might need to take a break.
Do you remember these, Esmeralda? It's grosser than gross. What's grosser than gross when you throw your underwear on the wall and they stick? What's grosser than gross?
Esmeralda's face.
No.
312-981-7200.
Sticky underwear.
Send me your grosser than gross jokes.
You promised me you weren't going to do any sticky underwear jokes tonight. You promised.
We didn't even talk about bathing habits. What's grosser than gross? I have so many of them, but I can't.
There's some.
I'm going to Google. Craig, quick. Google grosser than gross jokes and pick the ones that we can do. Who are we calling for our pretty late wake-up call? I think it's too late to call. No, we can't always call John Cass when Scott Santas is here. I think
That would be a bad trend. I have to see the guy every
Although
day.
He was on with Ro Khan. He was on News or Ruse today, and I kind of feel like if he's going to do his show, do you have anyone we can call, Senator?
I kind of like our crew here. I mean, but
I don't want to bring anybody else into the mix.
Call our husband.
Such a great group here.
I know. I'm trying to think of somebody. 312-981-7200.
I didn't realize Venezuela was a country.
We should call Elliot Serrano. What? We'll give him a wake up call because he's here tomorrow night.
Is he?
All right. Yeah more.
He's probably up.
Do you know Elliot? Do you guys know Elliot?
No.
Oh, you would adore Elliot Serrano. He's one of our regulars.
Oh, cool.
He'll be on tonight. You have to come back soon. Very soon.
Love
hang
that.
Up. Hang out for the pretty late wake up call. We pretty much do if they don't answer, we do a summation of the show. And then I will ask you about your bathing habits. More after this on 720 WGN. Kind of excited about tonight's wake-up call. We're going to hang out with Elliot. Tonight, actually, we're going to be at Space in Evanston with the Nelson Street Revival Band. Oh, cool. Do you want to come to Evanston with us, sir, Senator, Scott, Demizwalen, Wendy, and Lori?
Yeah.
Are you going Let's go.
We're going to Evanston. There's a show at 8 o'clock at Space.
You're performing?
I am just going to introduce the band, and Nelson Street Revival, they're amazing.
Is there a joke?
Kathy Richardson is great, huh?
You're going to do any humor before?
People want me to do that. I just, you know what that's like? You just kind of like, you're not there to, no one's there to see comedy.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like
they're like, please.
I'm just trying to make a conversation here.
Yeah, no.
I need to repudiate my idea.
Go to
it's kind of hurtful.
Is it evansonspace.com? Let me make sure that that's right. And we'll be there. The show starts at 8 o'clock, and I'm planning to get there around 7-ish. Craig, you're coming with, right? Oh, he's on the phone with Elliot. Excellent. Scott, you want to join us?
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night in Evanston.
Let me check the schedule.
All right. Check your agenda.
Let me check my agenda.
Do you have an agenda?
When you ask people when they're going somewhere and they say, tomorrow night? Tomorrow night. They're not going.
I know. I've been really bad about
gone Friday?
I'm not giving people enough notice on things like this. Venezuelan is performing on Monday at the Chicago Cultural Center.
What time
o'clock.
Is that? Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock?
5
p.m. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See you there, Scott.
You can go to their website, DeminizWhalen.com.
We might be there.
Monday, 5 p.m.
But if you leave your name, your number, and a brief message, I'll call you back.
That was Elliot.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Elliot Serrano, it's Patty Vasquez.
And Craig Collins.
Esmeralda Leon.
Scott Stannis.
Dan Katowski.
Lorena Diaz.
Wendy Mateo.
So many people tonight. We had such a great show. I mean, your show is going to be great, too. We're going to have you on tonight with our friend Elliot and Ruben. Actually, April Macy will also be here tonight, and our friends from Mojo Bar. Oh, but tonight's show was, and our weekend wind-up with Rob Martier. But tonight's show, we had a lot of fun. There was a little bit of, I feel like we had a good conversation about the Republican and Democratic Party and what it means to have an agenda. And really just means that you have a daily planner, and it says, get to the things that I want people to do. And I want to make people do things.
You nailed it with that definition.
I don't know what my agenda is.
I'm so good at this.
Sounds right.
Agenda. And we have been congratulating our friends Wendy and Lori of Venezuela, and they have a new show coming out on masmejor.com.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm very excited. They performed for us. We should have done Diner Ladies on his voicemail.
Oh, speed version.
Yeah.
We'll do one line. Are you Mexican? You know, I've always wanted to ask a real Mexican.
How do you make guacamole?
And Elliot is Puerto Rican. He will enjoy that very much.
Yeah.
How do you make it? I mean, like, really not. I mean, I'm just kidding. You're like, you're not Mexican.
Garlic powder. Yeah. No, I make a good guac.
So do I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you like it to have a sort of a simple guac? You know, it's more just the taste, but like some people like it with fresh onions. Yes, Craig?
Did anyone see the way that Esmeralda reacted to how do you make guacamole?
It's so simple. It's not rocket science.
No, but everybody has a different way. I like it with a little bit of lemon juice. I use a little bit of cumin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like fresh onions.
Yep.
I like bits.
Cumin is interesting. Yes. That's an interesting little thing you got going on there.
Yeah. Gomino in Spanish.
Gomino.
Thank you, Wendy. Yes.
I was just my mother-in-law at this point.
Just in case.
Comino. Para todos saber.
My mother-in-law at this point would say, I like ice cream. You would be totally deviate. You're like, what? We'll We're just talking about guac. She'd say, I like ice cream.
Are we
You're
still
like,
on the message?
Yes. Oh, we fill the whole thing up. Oh, okay. Good. Oh, yeah, we take
so
up
the message
all the space.
Is still there. Yeah. We just go on and on and on.
Cilantro is also, I like to have fresh cilantro.
See, cilantro is yes. big.
I can't eat cilantro. I can't
Some people hate cilantro.
It tastes like soap to me. I have that genetic.
That's weird.
I had it at Soprafina today.
My wife pities me.
Sorry for that. Yeah, cilantro is
the, apparently great. It's not supposed to taste like lava.
The best herb.
Soap.
When I go to Iowa, that is my contribution. Is the guacamole? They are always like Lori guacamole, and it could
What's
be kind of weird, but it's not.
I'm guessing the in-laws
you just show up in Iowa. With
When I pop into Iowa.
Why is that a destination? And why are you
She's back and she's brought her guacamole, that green crap.
I vacation to Lost Nation, Iowa.
That's
right. And
that
DeWitt,
is
Iowa,
a real place.
At least
you guys.
Five times
when
a
I go
year.
To Nebraska, yes. I bring kielbasa.
Yeah.
So much fun.
As you should. As you should.
I bring shepherd's pie
cabbage?
To Baltimore.
You're shepherd's pie to Baltimore.
I bring platanos to yes. South Dakota.
Platanos. I love the way you say platanos. Platanos.
Platanos.
I bring escargot to Florida.
That's right. That's I bring guumki. Nice. Guumki when I'm in Gary, Indiana.
Craig,
I bring guumki.
What are you taking to New York? Just out of curiosity.
So besides the wagon of death.
I didn't prepare for this part of the
test. Wagon. Really what's it called? Sure. The wagon of death. You know the wagon of death.
Yeah, what are you going to load up in your death wobble?
Death wobble. That's right.
Yes. I guess popcorn?
Popcorn. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Popcorn. Popcorn. That's your snack?
Popcorn. Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yes.
Popcorn.
What do you call it?
Yes.
The popcorn.
Popcorn nose.
Yeah, how do you say how would you say it?
Come, come popcorn. Maíz.
But how do we say popcorn?
I mean palomitas.
But we don't say like palomitos?
Palomitas.
Palomitas.
Palomitas. Thank you.
Definitely. Yo como palomitas. Yo como mucho.
Craig is loading up a 96 Jeep Cherokee.
Cherokee.
To drive across the country to New York with his wife.
And he's got Careful. It's a little risky venture.
He's got
right?
the death, Careful, yeah. death wobble.
Yeah.
Death
Where's he wobble. Going? It, he's
do you
going
have
to a
AAA?
Wedding. Oh, yeah, no, he does not.
I Uh-oh. Have insurance.
Yeah, but you have AAA.
Is it State Farm?
Going,
because they're
Craig's
not gonna
going to
come and get you, honey.
Kegger. He's going to a kegger in New York. Yeah. He's charged 17 hours to go to a kegger.
His wife.
He can't, with his wife.
Gonna
it's
going to
be a crazy party. They're going to play Pictionary and drink beer. And a kegger.
Drive the car in a circle to a death wobble.
That's right, death
so
wobble.
When his car hits a bump, it's at a certain angle.
Not any bump. It's just every so often. I'm not sure exactly what causes it. I'm going at least
It has to
50,
be a very special bump.
Right. And then it'll shake violently for just a few seconds.
And then what do you have to do?
And then I slow down and
pray.
It goes away.
But that doesn't sound great.
Scream like a child.
How does your wife feel about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, how does she feel about
My
this?
Wife... dislikes that. Let's
yeah.
say.
Yeah. 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 She's from Iowa yeah. and she likes guacamole.
Yeah.
Oh, we're almost out of
that's
time.
A warning.
Oh, we're almost out.
So, Elliot, actually, our friends from the Venezuelan, from Venezuela.
See?
They
you
are.
From
I
real
did
country.
It too. I did it too. They'll be performing it. Oh, I didn't get that. But they're for everybody else. Elliot, I'll tell him tomorrow. They'll be performing at the Chicago Cultural Center at 5:00 on Monday. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that part of a series or is it? Oh, no, you're reading your pilot.
Yeah,
theater,
it is. It's a residency. There,
oh.
yeah, with
yeah.
The
do you live there?
Theater.
You're the perform. Are you the artist in residency there?
In the back,
we have to perform.
I'm like, oop, time to perform.
It's clean out. They wind us up, and we just go.
The
out.
Storage closet.
Storage.
Wendy, put your
it's a really way. Beautiful building.
It's gorgeous.
It is a beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Very
By
innate.
The way, Vic Vaughn has entered the newsroom, and we now have our Cubs hat total is up to 3 tonight.
Like in the get up.
Nice.
Yeah. I wish I would have known.
I
that.
Thought it was Jake Arrieta.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
He does look
we
like
dropped
him.
Two in one day, and everyone's like all sullen.
Oh,
all
whatever.
Of a sudden. It's fine.
Yeah, oh, no, Cubs fans are great that way. They're just like they could. The Cubs could literally be undefeated going into the playoffs, and a Cub fan would just go, "You know they're going to blow it. You just know it. Mm-hmm. You just know it."
Well, you know, I feel sorry for tonight, and not like terribly sorry. I don't watch much hockey. Hockey.
Hockey?
Hockey?
Hockey. Hockey, as they say down south.
Hockey. Hockey.
You're just changing. You're just changing overnight.
I did kind of feel bad for the Nashville Predators. Like, because when you're down 5-0 and you're in the third period and you still got to play the rest of that game, you know, okay, fine, maybe with like 12 minutes left, all right, we can still do this, we can do it. Now you're down to 10. No, we got this, we can do it. You're down to 5.
It's over, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to feel bad for Predators.
Well,
I
think they started throwing their sticks at the guys. Like they just started throwing their sticks.
They throw
just
sticks?
Like whatever.
Because wouldn't you be really angry?
Yeah,
there
were some fights. There was some ugliness on the ice. It was kind of.
If you're getting spanked on the ice, you want to. You know what I mean?
It's like being mathematically eliminated at the end of a baseball season.
Yeah. And
the
guy's just going to throw a ball at someone's head.
Yeah. I'm like, just throw it with your opposite hand. Just start throwing with your catching hand. Run to the base path backwards.
Just try stuff you always wanted to try.
Exactly. Yeah. Just, you know?
Yeah. Let your free
take risks. It's a time to be innovative.
Exactly. Yes.